Blog Talk Radio.
He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry.
Do you listen to other radio programs and then say,
where's the beef?
Tune in each day to Omega Man Radio,
the show that will put meat on your spirit man's bones.
God Almighty, from Numbers, chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein. For I have given you the land to possess it.
Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell.
Our mandate is clear. We will not fail.
Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio.
Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name.
Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific
at OmegaManRadio.com.
My name is Shannon Davis. I'm your host, and this is the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday. I wanted to give everybody a few extra moments to get into the chat room out there. I've got a live studio audience here in the the red room, as I call it. If you were to see the studios, the walls are red. I'll go into the explanation another time. But glad to be back with you folks this week. We've had a great week in the Lord, had a lot of great programs, a lot of great guests. But this is the highlight of the Omega Man Radio Network, Dr. Pat Holliday. MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com. This is my favorite show of the week. We get together, we learn about spiritual warfare, doing spiritual self-defense, and we open up the lines for live prayer. Tonight, if you need prayer, if you need deliverance, if you need a miracle healing, the number to call in on is 917-889-2745 or toll-free 877-806-2482. And we have a new feature. If you go into the chat room, there is a button at the very top of the screen. It'll say, click to talk. And what that is if you click on that, it will allow you to call into our switchboard using your Skype, which is kind of cool. So if you live overseas, you don't have to worry about paying a big long distance bill. Just download Skype onto your computer for free, and you can go Skype to Skype. So new feature we found out about. Without further ado, let's get Dr. Pat on the line. Stand by. Dr. Pat, are you with me tonight?
I'm right on the line waiting and rearing to go.
Hey, Dr. Pat, I heard your program you did earlier today with our good friend Zeph Daniel.
Right.
Great program y'all did.
Yeah, it was very fascinating to say the least.
And, you know, I don't know when you sleep. I mean, you know, you're doing programs morning, night, you're pastoring a church, you're writing books. Do you sleep at all?
I sleep, believe it or not. I really and truly do, but it's, you know, hours. I wake up and work and then go back to sleep. I don't have a regular life like most people do.
Well,
I just do what I do.
Amen. And I know the Lord appreciates that.
Amen.
Well, what's the Lord put on your heart for this week?
Well, you know, I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about, first and foremost, always deliverance and the power of God. But I want to talk about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and why is the churches, or why are the churches so dark? Because they are dark. And the fact is, all over the nation, we see people streaming out of the church. Some of them have just simply been disfellowshipped because they disagree with their pastors, because they have these new strange doctrines. And some of us grew up for many years in the church, and we know that it's not the Word of God that in many instances is being preached. And so I want to talk about and show the people clearly why the church is so dark and blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. You know, people don't think about that anymore. There's quite a difference in calling someone to task by the Word of God, and if a person is preaching another gospel, another Jesus, by another spirit, and they point out what that person is preaching is not of the Word of God, and they rebuke that person, that's quite different than some nut to come in and start challenging people that are preaching the Word, that believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they really preach right out of the King James Version of the Bible. I've got an email that I'm going to use to show you what I think, anyway, is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and the darkness in the church.
Absolutely.
And this particular pastor wrote another pastor asking him to send me this email. Now, that's number first on the list. These pastors are so wishy-washy.
Yes.
That they won't stand up on their own 2 feet and say white is white and dark is dark. They have to go through another channel to get their lies across.
They have no backbone, Dr. Pat. Let's get real.
No backbone. And you see, the thing is, he told this man, I want you to send this because I don't want it to go up on the Facebook. Well, I'm going to put it on international radio for him. How's that?
Go for it.
His name is Gordon Williams from Canada. This is what he says. hi, and I won't name this person's name that he's writing to. He says, quote, I get weary with people who try to panic us Christians with such foolish, false prophecies like there's a big demonic storm. They are preoccupied with demons. And worse than that is clear that they listen to the lies of demons who want them to push their panic buttons and end up looking foolish, especially with their so-called, now get this, protection prayers. If we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, he says, we are protected and have authority over the enemy. They give the devil, Satan, more authority than he has. And we have no authority to send God's angels anywhere. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have never, and I'll say it again, I have never taught Christians to call angels and boss them around and command them. The Bible clearly shows that angels are in the hands of God. Even Jesus Christ had to ask, he said, I could have asked my Father.
Amen.
Jesus did not boss and command angels around, and neither does the people that belong to the body of Christ have that power, and I have never taught that. So that's number one to Gordon Williams. Number two, the Bible clearly shows us the power of God and protection prayers, and it also shows that after you become a born-again Christian, there is a great spiritual warfare that you have to engage in for your protection. We don't become passive Christians like he is, evidently. What we do, according to the Bible, in Matthew 12:25, Jesus clearly told us that in order to destroy the demonic household, first thing you have to do is to bind the strong man. And then over in Matthew 18:18, he gives us our powers of binding and loosening devils. Now, why would he give you that power if we just get the Holy Ghost and then forget all about it from then until the day demons come in and take us over, like he evidently has some of these pastors? No, we have a defensive warfare, and we take our weapons and we use them. And also in Luke, the Bible tells us, Luke 11:24, that once you cast out a spirit, and if that person doesn't fill themselves up with the things of God, with the Holy Spirit and his word, and live for the Holy Ghost, and live for Jesus and the Father and his word, what happens is those devils go to a dry place, and they come back and they say, hey, wait a minute, let me see if this guy is empty. And if they find a house that is, quote, vacant, that spirit that has been driven out says, I'm just going to come back and take seven more wicked spirits with me back into that house. You see, spiritual warfare is just as real today as it was when Jesus walked on the face of the earth.
Amen.
And any pastor that doesn't see these things is walking in pure, absolute, sheer darkness.
I don't think he was called to be a pastor, Dr. Pat. 95% of the men are behind the pulpits have never been called. They just thought it was a good idea at the time. Our mama said, you know, I would like my son to be a pastor. You know, others say, I'd like my son or daughter to be a dentist. Have they been called? If they don't know the word of God, if they don't know the keys to the kingdom that Jesus gave the believer, binding and loosing, they need to go sit down.
Well, they don't sit down, and the consequences, we have churches all over the Western nation filled with devils, people blinded, pastors demon-possessed, committing adultery, homosexuality, getting divorces, preaching people to go into the third heavens, to get demon-possessed, to return, preach the gospel of Eastern religion, preach the Kundalini spirits and their manifestations. These people are spiritually blind, and they can put it out on me all they want to, but I'll tell you, they'll get it back. When they do me, I do them. And I'm going to just tell you the truth about it. This guy goes on to say, quote, "They also need to take a course in English grammar. All this bad teaching just demonstrates that they are doing what Judson Caldwell calls worshiping demons because they are preoccupied with demons. The scriptures do not talk about big demonic storms."
What would he call that thing that came against Daniel, and it was so big that Gabriel couldn't get through, and God had to send Michael, the archangel. If that's not a demonic storm, I don't know what that is. That was called the Prince of Persia.
How about Jesus on the boat asleep, and the demonic storm came and was going to try to destroy them? And they said, "Jesus, wake up. Are you going to let us perish?" And the Bible shows that Jesus spoke words to the storm, which means that it wasn't a thing, it was a demonic entity, commanded to be peace, be still, and then it was still. I mean, this guy, his grammar might be far better than mine. I wouldn't say that mine is all that great because I was born in the South, you know.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, we're going to have a thick skin. You told me that many times, and you know what it is? You weren't talking to that man. You were talking to the demon inside of him.
Exactly.
And the sad part is this guy that calls himself a pastor does not even know that he's been deceived, and he'll remain that way, full-on demonized, possessed, because he probably does not believe that a Christian can have a demon, much less him.
Well, you know, the sad part about it is everybody that listens to him, everybody that's under him will also be demon-possessed because they're listening to what Jesus calls, if the blind leadeth the blind, fall into the ditch.
The ditch.
But anyway,
that's right.
Here's what this guy goes on to say. He says, "Pat Holliday is certainly one who is preoccupied with demons. Oh, Lord Jesus, save us from fools." Now, first place, the Bible says that if you call somebody a fool, raka, you're in danger of hell. But that's okay. He can call me a fool if he wants to. Jesus is my judge, not him. And he goes on to say, "Save us from fools who are like Pharisees, of whom Jesus said, you are wrong because you know neither the scripture nor the power of God," Matthew 22:29. "They are the ones who couldn't tell the difference between the works of the devil and the Holy Spirit." Now, I just wonder who's blind here. Whenever we have been on the air, we have seen witches delivered, Satanists delivered, we've seen men, women, children delivered, and yes, we have even seen pastors delivered, sir.
Amen.
You're welcome to call and get delivered if you feel that you're able, after you have blasphemed the Holy Ghost.
That is borderline blasphemy, Dr. Pat, because what he's doing is attributing the works of God to Satan.
Exactly, and that's what blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is. And then he goes on to say, "This man, along with Pat Holliday," this is you he's talking about, "have been entrapped by our God," and he has a capital G there. He probably should put a little G there, "strong delusions. Therefore, God sends upon them strong delusions and make them believers what is false so that all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasures of unrighteousness in 2 Thessalonians 11:12. Now, I don't believe that this man even is preaching out of the King James Version of the Bible. That's why you find me struggling with these scriptures that he has written.
Well, you know, now, I think that's the second example then I've seen this week of someone that is worshiping another Jesus Christ that Paul warned about.
Exactly.
I was in correspondence today with a gentleman who runs a organization called the Sons of Thunder. Many people would know him if I mention the name. And the bottom line is he advocates toking the ghost. What they do is they get up and they'll take imaginary marijuana tokes, puffs, off of the sides of the cross, and they'll take the baby Jesus and take a toke off of his toes. Folks, you couldn't make this stuff up. Go look it up on YouTube. And the gentleman will sit there and manifest, and he has his mysticism school. And, you know, I was telling him, Dr. Pat, that, you know, what he's doing is blasphemous. This is not the Holy Spirit. And he says, I have Jesus inside of me. I said, man, if you have Jesus, it's another Jesus that Paul talked about. But I'm filled with the Spirit. I said, you may be filled with spirits, legions of fallen angels and demons, foul spirits. It's not the Holy Spirit. And, you know, these people are deceived.
Well, I mean, you know, I've written newsletters about this guy. His name's John Crowder. And,
John Crowder, that is him.
And they can find those newsletters up on Remnant Resource Network.
He's a successor of Todd Bentley, apparently.
Well, yes, and they call themselves mystical Christians, where they intermix Catholicism, mysticism,
by location,
with their drug spirits, and they come up with this weird thing, and then Kundalini spirits take them over, and they have all of these laughing manifestations and shaking and all of this crazy stuff. But the sad part about it is many people are following these false doctrines. Meantime, when somebody is setting the captives free, according to what Mark 16:15-19 tells us to do, he's attacking us. He's not attacking John Crowder and Todd Bentley and all of those. Why, my God, he wouldn't even write me a personal email. He has to go through another pastor to tell me how much he dislikes the deliverance ministry.
It's because the demons are afraid. If they had gotten on the phone with you, they would have been cast out in Jesus' name. And
I tell you, I would have bound them, which I do right now. I command every one of those devils to be in cage. And Gordon Williams and the rest of the pastors who are spiritually blinded. And I ask God that you let your judgment fall upon these blinded pulpits all over the nation, including the third wave of the prophecy, prophetic movement, the word of faith movement, all of these pastors that have caused your church to fall away. We're crying out, God, for a true move of God and for you to place your judgment on these so-called pastors who are nothing but religious men.
I'll go
They're
a step
not
further.
People that personally know your word or can execute your word in the life of a person.
Father God, I ask that you would loose blindness on these men who have touched the anointed of God for a season, just like blindness was on Elimaeus, in the name of Jesus Christ, for blasphemy and for attributing the work of the Holy Spirit to the work of Satan. Satan cannot cast out Satan, folks, or his house would be divided. These people that would come against the deliverance ministry do not even know the word of God. Jesus himself said, signs that shall follow them that believe is that they will cast out devils, demons, in my name. That was the first sign that would follow. That's what we're doing here. And that's not all that we do. We lead people to Jesus Christ. We cast out the devils, the demons. We ask God to fill people with the Holy Spirit. And we don't command angels, nor do we worship angels. Now, Jesus said, whatever you loose on earth, be loosed in heaven. We ask God to loose angels. We ask him to do it in Jesus' name, to put hedges of protection around people, to even assist in a deliverance session. But these are God's angels that he commands. I don't have any authority to command an angel. But we can ask God to loose his angels to assist, to loose ministering spirits, you know, warrior angels to surround our families for our protection. That request goes up to heaven. God stamps it approved, and the angels are dispatched. We don't worship angels, never have. Some of the occult out there do, Dr. Pat. They'll have you know, angel figurines and crystals, and they'll have their own personal guardian angel that they pray to. Folks, we don't pray to angels, never have, never will. I mean, this is just slander coming from, you know, the demons inside of these people. And the reason we're even making a point tonight to bring this up to you is masses are perishing because they're going after men and women in the pulpit that do not know the word of God and are out there telling people lies, and people are perishing as a result. You continue to get attacked whether you want to admit to the existence of demons or not, or whether Satan's real or not. It just makes their job easier, and these people are being slaughtered because they still have the same suicidal thoughts, homosexual thoughts. They hear the voices. They're being attacked at 3 a.m. in the morning by incubus and succubus. They're in a all-out battle, and they just think maybe there's something wrong. And because they can't have a demon and they don't go and treat the problem, they go to these shrinks and take medication, Dr. Pat, to treat the symptom, and then they become more demonized.
And then they commit adultery, homosexuality, and all of the awful, disgraceful things that are going on in the name of the church all over the nation. And the whole entire world is laughing at the American church because of its spiritual blinded people. And I do also want to say this. You know, the Bible was not written for the people in the world. It was written for the believers, and
Amen.
It shows believers overcoming the powers of the devil. If you look in 2 Corinthians 10:3, 5, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, you know, the one sin in the Bible that is shown as an unforgivable sin is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. And whenever Jesus pronounced that, he said, "Look, you can talk about me, I'll forgive you." He said, "But if you talk against the Holy Ghost, it will not be forgiven in this life or the life to come." Now, the Bible shows that the people that had accused him of using the power of Satan to cast out demons, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that the religious people of his day that came to spy him out to see what he was doing, not to find out if he was of God or of the devil necessarily,
That's right.
But they wanted to accuse him. So accuse him they did, and they attributed his divine anointing by the Holy Ghost to that of the devil. That is exactly what Gordon Williams has done to us. I forgive him, but I'm not so sure that God will forgive this, because it is absolutely taking the power of the Word of God, the power of setting the captives free, which Jesus commanded us to do in the New Testament, and attributing it to the powers of the devil. My God, it's a serious thing, and it's happening all over the nation. And may God have mercy on these blinded pastors. May he pull them out before it's too late, because I'm telling you, time is very, very short, and Jesus is standing right at the door. and he's coming soon. And if Gordon thinks he's ready to see the Lord, he better begin to examine himself and get a King James Version of the Bible and start finding out if he be of God himself.
It doesn't stop there, Dr. Pat. I mean, the emails continue to come on, to come in. I received an email from a gentleman a few days ago, and he wanted to read me the Ryadek because I use the name Jesus Christ instead of the Hebrew name Yeshua. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, if you want to call Jesus by his Hebrew name, I have no problem with that. But don't tell me that I can't use the name Jesus Christ, which is his English name. I said, the Son of God is big enough to answer to English or Hebrew. Okay, and by the way, I don't speak Hebrew or Greek or Aramaic. I have a King James Bible, which is in English. It is the Word of God, and God hasn't called me to go learn Hebrew or Greek. And I said, let me tell you something, my friend. Demons come out by only one name, and that's the Son of God.
That's right.
You can't cast out demons in the name of the Pope or in the name of Mary or in the name of Obama. They come out by one name, and that is Jesus Christ. And I said, how many demons have you cast out? I said, we've cast out many. And I said, I know many men and women of God, and I was referring to you, Dr. Pat Holliday, who has been casting out demons by the name of Jesus Christ for decades. I said, so you're going to tell me that the name of Jesus Christ has its roots in a cow god? I rebuked him, and I said, brother, you need to pray through. Because you've fallen for yet another trap out there, which they'll tell you. And, you know, it's part of spiritual pride and this elitism and, you know, people thinking they've got some esoteric knowledge. And, you know, they cut off the nose to spite themselves. And I said, brother, you're bordering on blasphemy. I said, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Don't tell me I can't use the name Jesus Christ. I've seen demons come out. And he never wrote me back, but... you know, the point is we see all these people that are raising voices up against the Miracle Internet Church, Omega Man Radio Network, these programs that we do. And you know what it is, folks? It's the demons are angry.
Yes,
because for the first
upset.
Time in decades, maybe thousands of years, Dr. Holliday, they're being evicted and kicked to the curb, and they're angry.
Well, the only thing that they can do is to attack somebody's reputation or their person. They he goes into the attack mode of talking about grandma. Well, I'm so happy he's so educated by the seminaries of darkness that he has a perfect grammar, probably has a perfect diction. But on the other hand, he does not know the Word of God. You know, the Bible shows overcoming the devil to people that are believers. In Ephesians 4:27, it says, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 6:11-12, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
Amen.
But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's exactly what he just pulled, spiritual wickedness in high places, in a person that is supposed to be sitting in the sanctuary of the Lord Jesus Christ, leading people to know him, not sitting up there spewing out a bunch of crazy stuff that he's learned from men's mouths and seminaries.
He's probably learned it from a perverted Bible, Dr. Pat, the truth.
Well, he's also been trained in a seminary, which most of them have been taken over by the Illuminati, just as the Christian bookstores.
You mean trained in the cemeteries?
Exactly.
Because that's what they are, folks. They don't preach the truth, the full gospel, in seminaries anymore. In fact, you go to most churches... They don't even speak the name of Jesus Christ or talk about his blood, the blood of Jesus, which is the only thing that can set man free. They're preaching another Jesus, unfortunately, Dr. Pat, in a lot of the pulpits out there. And, you know, it's about just how to be a better you. They've forgotten about Christ and his sacrifice. Go ahead.
But you see, also at the same time, we have Christians that are demon-possessed all over the Western world, people that are sick, people with cancer, with diabetes, with inflammations, the arthritis, mental problems, on psychotropic drugs, every ungodly darkness in the world, well, they send them to those psychiatrists and doctors instead of casting the tormenting devils out of them, sitting back and judging people that are risking their very lives to do the work of Jesus Christ. If this man, if you could take this Gordon Williams over to Africa, into Bishop Kanko's church, and if he could see the joy, the life, the excitement that yes. goes on in that church, because whenever a person gets saved in that church, they do exactly what the Bible tells them to do. They clean the fish. They cast the demons out of
yes.
them. They fill them, get them filled with the Holy Ghost and then the Word of God. They watch over their souls. If they see them deviate from what the Word says, they go to them and they warn them. Bishop Kanko told me that they go three times. If a person comes for deliverance, he said, we go three times. He said, the last time that we go, we warn them and say, we will not be back. You better make sure that you stay close to the Jesus and filled. And he said, if they go back again and they get demon-possessed the third time, he said, within 6 weeks, the witches come and they kill them. And so, you know, it's not playtime Christianity over there. It's survival. When I was in Africa, I saw two men do a goat animal sacrifice right outside of my room. I saw
yes.
them lift the head of the goat up, take a sharp knife,
wow.
rip his throat open, and let his blood pour right out on the ground outside my window. And
they
I'm going
business,
to tell you, I just stood there and did spiritual warfare for protection, Gordon Williams.
Yes.
I happen to know that a lady in Jacksonville, Florida, went to Africa. You know, they brought her back in a coffin. She had the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
She was one of the primary leaders in our town, but yet the witches and wizards killed that woman over in Africa.
She
you
perished
can walk
for a lack
around,
of knowledge.
Sir, you can walk around, sir, and you can think that the Holy Ghost will protect you with the wishy-washy Christian religious devil that you've got, but you stand in grave danger because my Bible tells me that we stand against the wiles of the devil, and we do take our armor, and we do
yes.
pray, and we do resist the devil, and only then does he flee from us, and
amen.
It's talking to Christians. So you need to get your head screwed on right, if you still can, sir.
I think you ran into a modern-day Pharisee, you know, much akin to the type that when Jesus went over and raised Lazarus from the dead, the Pharisees were plotting, and they actually wanted to kill Lazarus. Here's a man that was raised from the dead. They feared the power of God and the ministry of Jesus, and so they plotted. They wanted to kill not only Jesus, but Lazarus. Can you believe that?
Oh, yes.
I mean,
they did kill Jesus.
Yes,
and
they did.
And they did kill Stephen. It was the religious devils that killed him.
Absolutely.
And let
they
me tell
him.
You, these religious devils that stand behind these pulpits in absolute spiritual darkness, preaching about laughing, the Kundalini spirit poking pipe, which I believe that they've got real drugs in those pipes. Do you know where John Crowder gets that wood that he makes those pipes? They get it from the tree over in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Wow.
And carve these pipes out. Now, when you look at these people's eyes and their actions, they are absolutely on real drugs. Now, when Todd Bentley was ministering in Lakeland, I discerned that man. Zeph Daniels and I talked about it on his show today.
Great show, by
Zeph
the way, folks.
Zeph Daniels called me, and he said, I want you to see this. I began to discern that man over there, and we tore him out of his pulpit through prayer, intercession, binding, loosening, and doing the things that the Bible tells us to do. Meantime, in Jacksonville, Florida, big mega churches all over this town and all over this state were filling their buses, filled with people, taking them over to see this wicked man who at the time that he was over there ministering was drinking every night. He confessed that. He was having an affair on his wife. He confessed that with an employee. He ends up with the people, Rick Joyner, who supposedly restored him. They let him divorce his wife and his little poor children and marry his mistress and called him restored. Oh. Now, if that isn't the power of darkness operating in the Christian church, I don't know what is. You know, over in Africa, and Bishop Kenko told me that if a pastor divorces his wife and remarries another woman, that they take him out of the pulpit. There is no exception to that. Every pastor that divorces his wife can no longer preach the gospel over in Ghana. In America, now some of them are working on their third and fourth wife. And how many men are they working on? How many children are they setting their views on? I'm telling you, this is a dark time, and I will speak the light of the gospel in the name of Jesus until he comes, whether Gordon Williams or any of the rest of these scurrilous pastors that don't know what they're preaching, that stand in grave danger of just dropping into the pit of hell at any moment.
Absolutely. You know, well, I would sum it all like this, Dr. Pat. You know, a Christian can have anything that they want. And these men, if they want to keep their demons, you know, it is their right to stay demon-infested. I just hope that God will have mercy on them, and then when they cry out, they'll remember.
Well, you know,
Dr. Pat, and maybe you'll have
to
be able to pray for them.
Yes.
If they survive that long.
But now, whenever you look in 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9, the Bible challenges us, and he's talking to believers here.
Yeah.
Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in faith. So there you are again. We at least acknowledge that the devil is real, that he has power, that he can overcome people that are not spiritually protecting themselves with the Word of God, with the name of Jesus, with prayer, with the armor placed on them every day.
Yes.
We know that the devil has overcome many people. Many of these pastors, I know some of them, that are on psychotropic drugs because the pressures of the pulpit and collecting people's money have become so grave that they cannot stand behind the pulpit and beg anymore. I'm telling you, we are in the fight of our life for the church, and Jesus Christ said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And that's what I believe. I believe that the church of Jesus Christ is every little believer that believes that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sin and that his blood covers them and that as they serve him day by day in fear and trembling, according to the word of God, that means in the fear of the Lord, and they're living a holy Christian sanctified life, that truly is the church. you can take all these big fancy buildings. You could give me every one of them and say, you can have this if you'll preach our gospel. And I would say no, because I know that we are going to stand before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ one day.
Amen.
And when we do that, he's going to say to many of these charlatans and these Pharisees and these Sadducees, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And when he, you turn to drop into hell and you see the army of people that you have drawn after you to believe your blind gospel of Kundalini and your blind pharisaical gospel, and you see the people that will drop in hell with you, it will resonate in your mind forever. And let's see you stand up then and rebuke a man or a woman of God because you think that they're not as intelligent as you are. The Bible tells us that very few intelligent people even get into the kingdom. And so you better examine yourself, fella, to see if you be of faith. And I'm just using you because you, Gordon Williams, represent the pastors of the Western world here tonight on this radio show. And it's everywhere I look. And I tell you that you're beginning to stink, you're rancid, and people can no longer stand before you and take it. They're leaving your churches. And just as Crystal Cathedral has fallen in its ashes to the ground.
Praise
because
God.
Because they denied the living Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by him. Many of these great mausoleums that these people have built, and because they live in the luxuries of kings and queens, think that they're far smarter than everybody else. We'll see who's going to be smart. I'll meet you at the judgment seat of Christ, sir.
Well, their kingdoms are crumbling, Dr. Pat, and even with Robert Schuller, his son stood up to his father and said, look, I'm not going to be in compromise. And his father kicked him out. And what happened? The ministry is in bankruptcy and it's crumbling. Their Crystal Cathedral is shattering because these men, wicked men up on TV, Dr. Pat, for far too long have been in compromise. They've been chameleons. Many of them have been interviewed on Larry King, and Larry King would ask them point blank, is Jesus Christ the only name by which man might be saved? And, well, Larry, I really don't want to focus on that. I just want to love everybody. You know, they won't take a stand on the issues, Dr. Pat.
Not even on the power of homosexuality over people's lives that are stealing their lives, their health,
absolutely,
their futures, their children, their families, everything that they have. And these pastors will not stand up and call sin, sin.
Well,
and
we'll
the Bible says,
go ahead.
The Bible says the day will come when they will call good evil and evil good.
Wow.
And that's the day and the times that we live in now.
Amen. Well, you know, I tell them just bring the attacks on, because I'll tell you what happens. It gets me angry. And, you know, it says be angry and sin not. So I tell you what I do. It just stokes me up. It's like putting more wood on my furnace. It makes me want to go out and bind up that many more demons. Folks, bring on the attacks. I might do 3 or 4 shows a day. I might only get up to take a bathroom break. We may be doing 24-hour mass deliverances before it's over. Because I understand what's going on. It's the demons and these people are angry that for the first time in decades, maybe 1,000 years. I mean, I don't know how much deliverance has been done since Jesus died and rose again, Dr. Pat. I would dare say very little.
Well, you know, somebody judged me, for instance, and you, Omega Man, because we had the, quote, audacity to go on Z-Man's show, Zeph's show. I've known Zeph for years. And Zeph and I, some of the most exposure that the devil gets is when I go on Zeph Daniels' show. And, you know, even if you were to think that Zeb Daniels is of the devil and he's doing this and that and the other. And you've taken it upon your sinful self to go and judge him, which actually Jesus is his judge. We're not. If you have done that, let me ask you a question. Where did Paul go whenever he went into Ephesians? He went to Mars Hill. What is Mars Hill? It was the temple of the gods, and they were studying every god, had made a statue for every god, including a god called the Unknown God. Now, the Bible shows Paul as being stirred in his spirit because he was just entirely grieved because he looked over an entire city and he saw that entire city on their way to hell. And what did he do? Did he say, oh, well, I better get over here to the Ephesians church and preach to these Ephesians because these people are of the devil? No. He didn't choose the forum in which he preached. He was sent by the living God. He opened his mouth. He preached the gospel. And the Bible shows that they all brought to him their books and curious arts and burned them.
Amen.
You see, God didn't send me to preach to the church. And believe me, in America, I've never been welcomed in the American church. He preached me to preach. He sent me to preach the gospel to the poor and to the world, which is
Amen.
What I've been obedient to do. I can tell you that one time I went into a Baptist church. They had never heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit or deliverance. I preached the gospel. The first person in line was the preacher. He received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every single person in that church got the baptism of the Holy Spirit and healed.
Amen.
I saw that. I've seen God, whenever American churches would open the door to this ministry, heal every single person in the church and then leave the church. And after the pastor discovered, I believe, that we could cast out devils because the people would buy my books and go to the pastor and said, why didn't you tell us about this? He would say, we do not need that woman in our church. We do not need deliverance in our church. We have everything we need. Now, I'm going to tell you, that is a prevalent thought all over this country. And I'm going to stand against it. You get mad at me, you can't get any worse mad at me than the people that I've come across over 35 years of ministry that are angry because I've done what God has sent me to do.
That's why they're angry, Dr. Pat, because you're seeing results. You're seeing fruit. And many of their ministries are dead. They don't preach the gospel. They don't cast out demons. They don't lay hands on the sick that they recover. They don't raise the dead. And your ministry has done all these things, the full gospel.
But nothing happens. They do try to pray for the sick, but nothing happens. Let's put it that way. Nobody is delivered. Nobody's healed. Because, you know, I have a little church here in Jacksonville, and for years people have snuck out of those big mega churches, come over to Miracle Outreach Ministry, and gotten delivered and healed. I remember there was a young man that came through our doors, and this particular guy had AIDS. And when I prayed for him, I cast the demon of AIDS out of him.
Wow.
He was instantly healed.
Praise God.
Well, this man's mother had taken him out of the intensive care because the Hindu doctor wanted to turn the machines off and just let him die. She said, let me pray. I'm a Christian. And God told her, said, take him out. She took him to her home. A neighbor said, do you know Pat Holiday? She said, no. She told her, take him over there and God will heal him. She brought him over to Miracle Outreach Ministry, and God healed that man instantly. Then she took that man over to one of the big mega churches. she had, and we have also, a picture of this man in intensive care on his last breath, dying.
Wow.
The pastor puts it up on his overhead projector, and he makes the announcement to his dead church. You know, God still heals. This man who has AIDS is in our congregation tonight, and God healed him. He never told him that he got healed over at Miracle Outreach Ministry. He never told his people that he is not the one that healed him. The man that had AIDS came over to our church, and he was an absolute wreck. He was so embarrassed. We had to minister to him to bring him back to face Jesus again after he had been so embarrassed in front of that whole church. Well, then the mother takes him down to see Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn calls him up on the platform, and he questions him about healing. Afterwards, they come off of the platform, and Benny Hinn's person that gets you to sign the papers so that they can show it on international television says to him, "Would you sign this paper so we can show this on international television?" And the mother says, "Well, you know that this miracle happened over in Jacksonville at Pat Holliday's ministry." And the person told them, "Well, we can't use this. We only promote Benny Hinn's ministry." Well, they were perfectly willing to promote that miracle as being Benny Hinn's until the lady told them that it happened at Jacksonville, Florida Miracle Internet Church. And I want you to know that Todd Bentley, the lying, scurrilous pastor that ministered over in Lakeland, Florida, people came from all over the world for looking for miracles and got false doctrine, kundalini devils, and some of them have their souls snatched right out of their bodies and are still living in spiritual blindness. Pat Holliday has been all over the world. I've seen 5 people raised from the dead in my ministry. I've seen the blind heal, the cripple jump. I've seen all kinds of miracles, thousands of people freed from the powers of demons. And, you know, we sit with practically an empty church in Jacksonville, Florida, that our internet church is large, but our local church is small, because every one of these men and women that are preaching these kundalini devil things stand in their pulpits and tell people that Pat Holliday's a witch.
Well, once again, they're blaspheming the Holy Spirit because they're attributing the works of Jesus Christ to the devil, the works of the Holy Spirit to the devil.
The Bible tells us that hell hath enlarged itself. God never intended any Christian to ever bounce hell wide open. But believe me, they are enlarging hell every single day that they stand against the name of Jesus, preach another gospel, another Jesus, by another spirit, and come against the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray for them every day, and may God help them.
And we're at the top of the hour. We're going to be going to a break, but I want to say before we go to this music break that God still raises people from the dead today. He still heals people, and we've got a praise report we wanted to let everyone know about. I've got word that Brother Lee, that we prayed for on this program along with others. He called in fact, last week. He was in the emergency room waiting on a liver. Do you remember that call,
yes.
Dr. Pat?
Yes, I do. And he got it?
He got his liver. Praise God.
Praise God.
And, you know, folks, there's many people that die waiting on body parts. And so we praise God for that miracle from Lee, and give the Lord the praise and the honor and the glory on that.
Be sure to turn in OmegaManRadio.com, and he will give you the instructions how to tune in live on these shows, and also PatHolliday.com. And if you're in Jacksonville, come to see us at 1537 Mill Creek Road, Miracle Outreach Ministry. We'd love to pray for you, too.
Amen. And we'll be back with you after this short break. Dr. Pat Holliday and the School of Deliverance. And the call-in number for tonight, 917-889-2745, if you'd like prayer. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell.
It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus.
Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we put you on notice. We bind you, you wicked power. We come against you from the third heaven. I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, high above you, high above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, high above world rulers, kings, princes, and every angelic rank. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and bind you, and especially we bind you concerning the lives, the minds and the bodies of these people who stand here. We rebuke you and every foul spirit that may still have a resting place somewhere in their innermost being. We bind them. For these people have heard the call of God to dedicate and consecrate themselves to God. And you must flee and your host must be defeated utterly. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ and we bind every foul and wicked spirit that would bind body, mind, soul, any area of their life to keep it from being effective for the Lord. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we loose on these people the spirits of power, love, sound mind. We loose the spirits of wisdom, revelation. We loose the spirits of courage. We loose the spirits of power over the enemy. And we loose all the spirits of God to do their office work in and through these people as they go forth. Moreover, we loose the spirit of Elijah to break the power of Jezebel on our land. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, to loose the spirit of humility, the spirit of servanthood on everyone here. Let everyone be desirous of taking the place of a servant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it.
Amen. And you're tuning into the Omega Man Radio Network. This is a live program. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight, MiracleInternetChurch.com, also PatHolliday.com. And if you go over to my main website, OmegaManRadio.com, a lot of dot coms, you're going to find out that we've got links to some really awesome material there. You can go over there, and you're going to find a link to Brother Paul Pilgrim. Paul Pilgrim of Remnant Radio Resources is a new link that we've got up there. And Brother Paul, great man of God, he has, it's called Remnant Resource Network. Website is called remnantresources.org. There you go. You're going to find a lot of great deliverance audios. Dr. Pat Holliday is up there. Dr. Pat, where else can people also go and pull down your articles in addition to those websites mentioned? And stand by. Let me get Dr. Pat back on. Here we go. There you go.
I'm up on Scrib, and also they can find newsletters at patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com. And Miracle Internet Church is a wonderful ministry because
yes.
we take all of our teachings that we've done over the years locally at Miracle Outreach Ministries. There's even a few tapes up there by Bishop Kenko.
Awesome.
In fact, there's a tape up there showing me and Bishop Kenko casting out devils over in Africa.
Praise God.
Bishop Kenko is a very fascinating person. He was at the highest sphere of witchcraft in the world in Ghana. His father sat on the throne of wizards over there and was training him to take his position. And he was trained down in the city under the sea. And this particular place is a place where all of the witches go down in that city under the sea to learn the higher teachings on witchcraft. And so that book is about how Jesus saved him and delivered him, and it's a modern-day Paul testimony. And you can now find that book up on Amazon. In addition, you can find it in ebook form up on both of my websites. I tell you, I've seen the Lord set wizards, witches, and lesbians and homosexuals, all kinds of people in grave darkness free.
Amen.
I've seen him totally deliver them. I've seen people just totally do about face and serve Jesus. Anyone that doesn't understand that the gospel is a living document and that Jesus stands over his word to perform it and that his word is true and his word has power in it. It's more powerful than a double-edged sword, and it pierces asunder, going all the way down past the mind, down into the bones of a person, and it stirs and it activates that which it's supposed to. Anyone that doesn't understand that Jesus is alive, that whenever he resurrected from the grave, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, I'm going to tell you, those people are religious people. Jesus is alive, and Ephesians 1 says that he's there for the purpose that our wisdom and understanding would come alive to the fact that he's there for the purpose of giving his power to us who believe. And
yes.
the reason that we're receiving that power is because we are his representative people on the earth, and we do have answers to people's problem. And the answer is Jesus heals, he delivers,
Amen.
And there's no problem that he cannot solve. And we truly believe that. Now, in the former radio show, I had a zeal on me, an anger, a holy anger. And the reason that that holy anger was there was because, you know, I'm so upset about seeing even people that I've known for years sitting under these dumb, spiritually ignorant people looking for answers for them their lives, and all they find is somebody grabbing their pocketbooks and running to the bank and buying cars
Amen.
And mansions with them.
Amen.
I'm just tired of it, and I'm going to be like Elijah. I'm challenging these people, okay? You think I'm in a false gospel? I challenge your gospel. Tell me what your God has done for you lately.
Amen.
And chances are the only thing that they have to show for it is material things, as when you challenged John Crowder, he was telling you to go and you can give him your bonds and other things that you own. He was constantly trying to get into your get your money.
Yeah, they solicited me three times, asked me to sign over, you know, vehicles and send PayPal. And folks, that's what drives these pulpit pimps. The reason Dr. Pat got angry tonight is the same reason Jesus Christ got angry when they were turning the temple of God into a retail store with the money changer tables, and they were selling birds and figurines and amulets and souvenirs in the house of God. He overthrew their tables and took what would you call it? Not a cat of nine tails, but he took a whip and beat them. He was angry.
Yeah.
That's called a righteous angry. And we're angry that the poor sheep out here are being sheared time and time again and then taken over to be slaughtered. And these people laugh all the way to the bank. And,
but
you know, we're sick of it.
They're not going to be laughing much longer, Shannon.
And it's not only that, folks, but because there's dying out there. People are committing suicide, Dr. Pat.
Yes.
They're doing drug overdoses. They're believing that there's no hope because they see no hope in the churches that they go to, because the churches that they go to are spiritually dead. And but Pastor, I've got a problem. I can't shake these thoughts. I'm being attacked and raped at night. I think that you need to leave our church and go see a shrink and let them put you on some Oxycontin. That's what they did to Heath Ledger, and he died. Drug overdose on his bed in Manhattan. That's what many of these churches are telling people, Dr. Pat, that there is something really wrong with them and they need to take drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And people are dying out there. They're being slaughtered. And that's what makes us angry, folks, because we're not going to sit around and be accomplices to that. We're going to tell people the truth, and I don't care how many people we make angry. We're not in here for a popularity contest. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Should
have gotten me started. I'll start preaching.
God told me before he takes me home that there would be many pastors that he would send to me for deliverance. And we have seen some of them up on Omega Radio that have written us emails telling us that they got some deliverance. But it brings me to one of the pastors came to our church. He told me that he was on his way. He was a Pentecostal pastor. He was on his way to kill his oldest son. Now, friends, if Christians can't have a demon and he claimed that he was a Christian, why would he be going to kill his only oldest son? So anyway, I led this man into a prayer of forgiving. And then when I got to the point that I was going to cast the demons out of him, of murder and false religious devils and so on and so forth, I said, "Now, sir, I want you to take a deep breath and just blow these spirits out." And the man clamped his lips shut, and that was the end of the ministry. And later on, he told the person that brought him to the church, he said, "I wasn't going to do that." He said, "That's not in the Bible." And so he kept his demons. And shortly thereafter, this same so-called pastor fell out totally his pulpit and ended up practicing witchcraft. And so you can sit there smugly and think you've got it all together, preaching those Cain Serpy messages that you preach. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to bust hell wide open. That's what I tell them on my local television shows, which we show up on MiracleInternetChurch.com. You will hear me on a secular television programs week after week, giving a call to the local pastors here in Jacksonville, Florida. You better stop. You better turn. You're on your way to hell. You're preaching under the Kundalini power and so on and so forth. I have not been sent to mollycoddle some of these crazy people. Jesus sent me with the Elijah anointing upon me to call the church to repentance.
Amen.
And that's what I try to do.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, the Lord is not going to continue putting up for this much longer. People are going to start dropping dead in the pulpits. I remember
Amen.
Dr. Jonathan Hansen said, we're going to see a return to the days of Ananias and Sapphira. And when you lie to the Holy Spirit and you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, people are going to be dropping dead. God is bringing down these houses of cards like Crystal Cathedral. Others are being exposed for the homosexuals that they have been and are. I think some of you out there listening know some of these individuals that have been exposed. There's others that are being exposed for robbing the flocks and having private airports with a fleet of airplanes and, you know, taking the money that the widows might that was given for the ministry, and they bought oil wells and, you know, have billion-dollar bank accounts, Swiss numbered.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God is sick of this stuff. And God is going to bring judgment, and it says judgment starts first the house of the Lord, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? I mean, Dr. Pat, I mean, I'm hearing of case after case. We know of another man who was a pastor. Turns out he got into an adulterous affair, took a shotgun to a rendezvous point when his lady friend said that she wanted nothing more to do with it, and he blew her brains out. He went to jail. He just got out. Now he wants to go back and preach again. You ask folks, how can this happen? It's because there are men and women out there that are demonized. Many of them possessed, just, you know, filled to the brim with demonic spirits, and they never went and got any help. Other major televangelists, you know, fell, went to prostitutes. They had a spirit of lust. They were reading porno mags out of the back of their trunk in between revivals. And they never repented. Folks, sin will find you out. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. All has fallen short of the glory of God, sin. But the point here is we should be quick to repent, like David did. Doesn't mean that we're not going to suffer. But then when we've opened up demonic gateways, what do? We repent, close the door, command the demons to come out. And the Lord is able to deliver people and keep them set free. But we can't keep going back and doing the same things over and over again. And so if you need prayer tonight, whatever the case may be, the phones are open, 917-889-2745. We will pray with you. I see our lines already lighting up, Dr. Pat. Shall we take a couple calls?
Let me say one thing before you do. One of the things is this. They are not seeking deliverance. And they're trying to turn everyone that needs deliverance off from deliverance so that they can keep your mind bound and your soul ready to drop into the pit. I say get away from these people and get away from them as quickly as you can, because Jesus said, if the blind leadeth the blind, they'll both fall into the ditch.
And the ditch is hell, folks. That is what we do these programs for. I'm far from perfect. You know, probably when the Lord was going down the line looking for new deliverance ministers, he probably came to 1,000 more before me. They just said, God, please excuse me, by the time they got to me. And, you know, God got to me. And I will say, I praise God that he forgave me for my sin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Lord gave me a word the other day, Dr. Pat, Ezekiel 33:6. Let me get my sword out here. That's why we take this very seriously, people. If God speaks and he tells you to do something, you had better obey. It's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. Ezekiel 33:6, the Lord gave me this the other day. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, the people be not warned. If the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
Amen.
That's a very stern warning. Let me give another one over here. It's get my sword out here. Going to Numbers. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Here we go. 33:50. This is another word. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. You know, they were worshiping in the groves back then.
Yes,
worshiping
they are
in the
now.
Groves in this country now. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Now, folks, that's talking about going in to enemy territory, reclaiming it for Jesus Christ, setting the captives free of demons, preaching the gospel, laying hands on the sick, and getting off of our tuchuses and doing something. But here's a stern warning if we don't. I'll go on down to verse 55. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. I believe it's talking about the deliverance ministry. And we've got demonized men and women out there, Dr. Pat, which could be set free, but they're being lied to. They're being taunted. They're being made to feel like there's something wrong with them. And you know what? They're not getting the help that they need. And many are perishing. So that's what gives us this righteous indignation, folks. We get angry when we see the innocent perish.
Yes,
and God
and
gets
you
angry,
know,
too. Go ahead,
Jesus
Dr. Pat.
Jesus got angry. In Matthew 23:15 through 17, he said, "Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass the sea and the land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor." And it goes on. But the point being is, you know, the ones that challenge the most the deliverance ministry and defame it and stand against it are the pastors in the Western world. When Bishop Kenkos comes to America, we can hardly get a door open for that man to minister. That man has one of the keenest discerning of spirits that I personally have ever witnessed in my life. And yet, the pastors won't open the door because they're demon-possessed, many of them, and they just say, "I'll just keep my devils, thank you. I'm a Christian, and we can't have devils." And meantime, they are totally taken over by the powers of darkness, many of them.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, that's why the Lord is trying to sound the alarm, get the watchman to wake up. You know, judgment is falling us on this land. People are perishing. Time is short. And it's because the men and women of God that are in the pulpits, many of them on major platforms, well-funded, have decided to preach another gospel that's going to cause many to fall away and perish in the persecution. Here's a comment out of the chat room, and this is so true. It says, "Thank you, Dr. Pat, Shannon, for this word tonight. I knew something was wrong with me that I could not explain." Go on to say, "I have never been taught anything about deliverance. I did not know I needed it because I was taught that Christians cannot be demonized." Now, if that person had been battling with just a thought they couldn't shake, they had some compunction to do things that they really didn't want to do, temptation that was always in their mind, well, they wouldn't got any counseling. Most time they'd have been said, "Hey, something wrong with you. You know, you're just a bad apple. You know, you're a Christian. You shouldn't have that problem. Go see a psychologist." Again, I'll say it. We get stories like that all the time. And, you don't get help that way.
How about this one? Oh, we're all
by putting
sinners,
a Band-Aid over it. Go ahead.
Saved by grace. How about this one? Oh, we're all sinners, just saved by grace. I'm not a sinner. I'm sanctified,
amen,
filled with the Holy Ghost, walking in the light of Jesus Christ. I'm not out there committing adultery with my flesh, not under subjection to Jesus. I'm not committing lesbian acts because I can't control my thoughts. I'm not doing the things that they're doing because I believe that if you keep yourself sanctified, holy, submitted to the cross, fasting, praying, doing the Word of God in your life, you can be sanctified.
Amen.
But these people, they excuse it. and then attribute it to the flesh, and then send you to a witch doctor to give you the drugs to ameliorate your feelings of disgust and your convictions of the Holy Ghost over your life so you can't get saved.
Amen.
Eventually, your mind will totally be blocked off from the reality that when you are upset about the sin in your life, that's the Holy Ghost saying, turn around, I will deliver you.
Amen. We go and we buy spells from the witch doctors at a couple dollars a pill or a couple dollars a spell, just as you can go and buy spells from a sorcerer over in the Philippines right now. Well, I've got good news to the chat room here. There's nothing wrong with you that Jesus Christ can't fix. And deliverance is the children's bread, so that's the good news that we're trying to preach to the people through this program, Dr. Pat, is that they can be set free. They don't have to be beaten down, trodden down anymore, bound up, tied up, under bondage, unable to be all that God would have them to be. They can be set free. They can regain their minds, regain their spirits. They can have their fragmented soul restored. We don't have to go around like zombies. You know, many of us have blown up our souls through ungodly soul ties. And, you know, we've lost our minds, many of us. But through Jesus Christ, we can be set free and restored. And so we praise God for the deliverance ministry. I'm thankful to know that I'm a Christian and deliverance is the children's bread and I can partake of it. Let's go to our first caller here. And if caller, area code 306, you're on the air.
Hi, Shannon.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm good. Do you know who this is? It's Sandra. Rob and Sandra, Rob Barbanoff.
How you doing today?
I am doing awesome. Actually, it's Rob who kind of planted the seed last week. Maybe I should
tell you guys that. Sandra from Canada. How are you?
Yeah, from Regina, Saskatchewan. Yes.
Listen, we prayed a couple weeks ago. How you feeling?
Oh, it's been crazy. I didn't sleep for a whole week. There was a week there. Okay, I have to apologize. At night when I laughed, it's because I almost crapped myself on the phone. I had such bad gas as soon as Dr. Pat started praying with me and I didn't want to cough. It started, Rob's laughing here, because it started coming out the whole other way the whole next week.
Hey, they can come out any way they want. Every game out is one less in. That's the good news.
It has been awesome. I finally slept for the last two nights. I was not sleeping. I think I went 5 days. I went 5 days with maybe 4 hours sleep and nonstop vomiting.
Wow.
Yeah, we were rebuking and binding. And I've spoken in tongues.
Lord, we're
setting you free. I feel so, like, I'm so light. I have a big smile on my face. I can walk. And you know what's really funny, Shannon? I walk down the street, and I'm getting respect from people I never even, like, I'm just being treated differently. And I feel.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah. I just feel so different, and I owe this to you guys. I owe this to my husband, too.
You owe it to Jesus.
Absolutely. We don't get any credit.
Well, I'm giving you guys the credit for making me cough.
Amen.
Well, we give Jesus the praise, the honor, and glory. He's the one that does the work. We're just bond servants for Christ.
For sure. You know, Susan, one of the things...
Sandra, I'm sorry. Yeah.
One of the things that we come under attack for is asking people to cough. And we hear, well, that's not in the Bible, but the word spirit is in the Bible, and in the Greek it comes out meaning breath. And whenever a person gets demon-possessed, it usually is because of what they put into their bodies, a lot of times through the mouth, through drugs, alcohol, sin, sex, all kinds of things. And those spirits go down, and they live in the belly of the person. And so whenever we ask them to cough, what we're actually doing is we're trying to get their will lined up with Jesus, our will to set them free, so that whenever they cough, it just jars those devils free.
Yes.
And they come out. From the stomach up through the esophagus and out of the mouth. Well, when they start coming out, you start coughing anyway. But if a person determines not to cough, they could be holding those things in their bellies. So
yes,
I
and
just
Dr. Pat, you know what? I liked my demons. I did.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I was so comfortable with my demons, I didn't want to let them go. And what once I started coughing, I mean, it started coming out the other end, but it was nonstop. And, you know, Rob, my husband, you know, we've been listening, Shannon, every night we listen. And when you guys do deliverance with someone else, I've noticed I start coughing when we start talking about sexual sin. And I did remember Shannon had asked me about witchcraft. I did play with a Ouija board when I was younger. And I remember that, and all of a sudden I started coughing. And I threw up over that. And
praise God.
Yeah.
You're describing is what we call self-deliverance.
Yeah.
After the door of deliverance opens and you begin to get deliverance, then between you and the Lord, He will work a lot of things just between you and Him, that He will show you things just like He did you. Oh, you played with a Ouija board 15 years ago when you were a child. That just simply means that's when the spirit, the familiar spirit came in, and you need to get rid of it. And as soon as you determine in your heart and your will that you're going to get free, they have to leave.
Amen.
It's between you and the Lord.
Yeah. One thing that had come up through a lot of your deliverances that I've been listening to is I never really thought about it, Shannon. You know, I'm named after a lady by the name of Sandra who died 4 days before I was born. She committed suicide. And I think that that might be one of those family cords, one of those ties, soul ties that I think I've carried. A whole lot of, yeah, Rob, my husband's cut it. He's been cutting, loosening, binding all week.
Praise God, yes.
Yeah, I think he actually has to say thank you.
Well, you see, here's the thing. You realized you needed deliverance. You wanted to get deliverance, and Jesus set you free. There are people out there that know they have demons, and they're actually welding them. They're using them for their power. We know of a lady who got deliverance. The demon came out in Jesus' name, and she actually ran down the street to catch up with the demon to get it back. She didn't like being without its power. I mean, you know, and that, I mean, that if a person wants to keep a demon, they can keep their demon.
Yeah, Shannon, you know, I felt weak. I actually felt weak for the first couple of days after we did all the deliverance. And I almost broke, like I've been smoke-free now, and I'm doing really good, but I almost broke down and went and had a cigarette just because I wanted some of my demons back because I felt so light.
Well, that's where getting filled with the Holy Spirit and putting the Word of God in you will take that empty man and start putting some meat on his bones. And I tell you, for me, I use Dr. Pat's recommendation. Every night I try to, and I turn on the King James Bible and I let it play over me as I sleep, and it's making a real difference in my own life. I recommend it for everybody.
Yeah, we do. Rob does that too. And you know what, Shannon, the first couple nights that Rob had played that King James, I couldn't handle it. I was fighting with Rob about the guy's voice. I said, find a new streaming Bible. I don't like his voice. I was using everything to try to get him to turn it off. But I can see these behaviors.
And you got deliverance listening to it. I remember how I would listen to the Bible like that, and all of a sudden my muscles would jump, and I'd get deliverance. You know, Christianity is a wonderful way of life, and being free, you can't describe it to anyone until they have found deliverance. And unfortunately,
Amen.
In America, most people don't know about deliverance. And you can take drug addicts, prostitutes, homosexuals into a Christian church, and they'll say, just come up here and receive the Lord, and everything will be all right. And then the rest of their life, they try to serve God, but they keep backsliding. And so they came up with this doctrine of eternal security so that they could keep the tithe in the church and keep the person in darkness, and will not have to do the work of the gospel. You see, the gospel's real, and when you drive a demon out, then the person can become like Mary Magdalene and follow Jesus for the rest of their lives, free, happy, and joyous, with a free spirit and light streaming from their eyes.
Amen. And, you know, the point of these programs, people, is to impart knowledge of deliverance, It's every Christian's privilege to get deliverance, and we've all been called to cast out demons and tread on serpents and scorpions. And so what you need to do is get up to speed, learn about spiritual warfare, spiritual self-defense, get this information, and then go out and put it into practice. Just like Rob was tuning into the show, he learned about spiritual warfare. Now, in his own home, him and Sandra, they do spiritual warfare. Sandra's going to get up to speed, and then she's going to go out and start doing deliverance. And it's about multiplication. And, you know, we've all been called to get into this battle and go out there and help set the captives free in Jesus' name. That's what we're trying to do, build more soldiers out there for Christ, because there's not a lot of people on the front lines, Dr. Pat, willing to come up against these hosts of hell, yet there's such a great need for it.
Yes.
Sandra,
and
what
there's not a lot of deliverance ministries because there's nobody left to train the ministers, and people are not coming looking for deliverance. I'm telling you, we used to attract several hundred people every Friday night at our ministry locally here, and now we're just attracting a scattering of a few people, and we're training just a few people that want to learn about deliverance. What has happened?
Rob and I have looked everywhere. There is no deliverance churches in Saskatchewan. There's nothing.
No, you won't. Go to miracleinternetchurch.com.
We already have that
will be your spirit. You will find all kinds of newsletters, teaching articles. And we made that internet church because all over America, people are either being kicked out of the church or they are leaving the church because of the great spiritual darkness and the great falling away. And so like you, they're going into their homes, taking the Bible out and saying, Jesus, here I am. I'm just going to have to depend on you to teach me because the pastors are no longer teaching the word. Now, I love pastors. I'm a pastor myself, and I understand that it's a very tough, tough job. People no longer respect the pulpits in America. They treat pastors like they're dogs. Actually, they're not dogs, because at least the Bible says that dogs will bark and warn the sheep that the wolves are in the pen. These people don't even bark. But the truth is that God will make a provision for you if you're looking.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to repeat again, everybody out there tuning in this program tonight, if you are a believer in Christ or you're willing to become one, greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. You have the authority then to go out and cast out devils in Jesus' name. And that's what you need to learn how to do, because we're all going to need to be able to do spiritual warfare in this hour as the pit opens up. You've got these demons that are going to be flying out of it. Satan and his angels are going to know their time is short. Their wrath is going to really be heating up against the Christian church. And these things are going to just, I believe, Dr. Pat, pass on through the veil and start manifesting. People aren't going to have to decide anymore, do demons exist? They're going to come face to face, but then it may be too late for some out there if they don't know how to do spiritual warfare and understand what the Bible talks about with, like, Ephesians 6 and the putting on the full armor of God. Sandra, great testimony. Is there anything you're still battling with you would like prayer for tonight?
Just, I guess, Rob.
Prayer for a family.
Hello? It's Rob here.
Hey, Rob.
Hello? You're talking about a prayer or something?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're battling just a little bit with our family and stuff because of Sandra and I being together, because we've had so many problems and stuff. The family kind of thinks we just should be apart, and, you know, we're just trying to do everything godly and everything's working out. We're happy together.
None of them are Christians.
And none of them are Christians. We're having issues. Well, some are my mom.
We're getting called holy rollers.
Yes, we've gotten called holy rollers and stuff. But,
well, what God has put together, let no man break asunder.
Absolutely.
And I've seen over my life that many parents would rather see their kids out on drugs, demon possessed, than to become Christians. But I want to tell you that if you'll go up on Miracle Internet Church or PatHoliday.com, we have family deliverance manuals up there called Chart Family Deliverance Manuals. You can pull those down. You can pull all kinds of manuals down, but that one in particular. Take those spirits that are listed in there, and in your prayer life, come together in one accord and take authority over those family spirits that are in your family, mm-hmm. bind them up, command them to go into a cage, and then pray for the Holy Ghost to go and convict the members of your family. And we'll begin to see a revival happen in America if the people that are listening will just start doing things like that. You do your part, and Jesus will do his part. But we want to pray for you tonight concerning your family. Father, we lift up this family.
Yes, Father,
and
yeah.
all of the families that have received deliverance over the air, the ones that are receiving deliverance tonight and teaching.
Yes.
We lift up all of our families. I lift up my sister, Shirley.
Yes, Lord.
She's 81 years old, folks, and she's home from the hospital,
yes,
but she
Jesus.
Still needs a lot of prayer. And we take authority over all of these spirits that are activated in our families of Antichrist, rebellion, family spirits coming down from the third and fourth generation, all the way back in some cases to the tenth. We take authority over rebellion, spiritual blindness, spiritual darkness, spiritual deafness. We come against all cults, witchcraft powers, every devil
yes, Jesus.
That is driving our families to the world, sex, perverse, drugs, alcohol, all the demons of the world that have come, movies, all of these ungodly things that they rely on, whoredoms
yes.
of the world, rebellion, personal sins, demonic problems of all mm-hmm. kinds, schizophrenia, every devil that's trying to draw these this couple back into the world by saying nasty remarks and withholding their love, we bind these up. It's not going to work. They know that it's devils and not their parents, and we bind you and we command you to go into the cage.
The cage
we
Jesus
cut
name.
The
yes.
lines to their minds. We bind the voices that speak into their minds. We command all communications against Jesus to be bound. And we ask
yes,
you, Lord
God.
Jesus, that you send the Holy Ghost to bring convictions. We ask you, Father, that you will send warring angels over all of these people to read the Word of God over them day and night. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, free the minds of those that are under attack from their families to see that that's not their families attacking them. Those are devils trying to get them
yes.
back. And it just isn't going to work anymore.
The Lord rebuke
and Satan,
foul spirits,
we
Jesus
put
name.
A wall of fire around this couple. And
yes.
we ask, God, that you block every devil that comes to try to rob, kill, and steal. We release back to them and everyone listening within the sound of my voice, everything that Satan has stolen, we
yes.
command that you will repay a thousandfold.
Right,
and that
Jesus
even
name.
Includes their minds. You must restore
yes.
their minds according to the Word of God. They will have the mind of Christ as we pray. We mm-hmm. give you praise and glory, God, as you move among this couple and among these people
yes, Lord.
And
bless
restore them. We release the power of God over this ministry and the spreading of the Word all over the world, and we release new people coming in every week listening, and every time that we go on the air that we see fruit from this ministry, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
God bless you, Sandra and Rob. Lord keep you. All right, we have, that was Robin. Sandra from Canada. Let's go to the next caller, 780 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello.
Thank you for holding. How are you today?
Good. This is Rhonda, and I'm from Canada, too.
Hey, Rhonda.
Yeah, I'm from northern Alberta, but I'm just, thank you for taking my call. I called in because I've been listening to the archives just lately, and I didn't think, I kind of come back from the place where you don't have demons because you're saved already. And,
don't worry, we've all been there.
And so I've been listening to the archives, and I did one, and I listened to it, and I thought, wow, I don't have any demons. Yay. And then I've been listening all week long, but every time I listen, I know, like, I start yawning and stuff like that, and I know that I'm getting rid of junk and demons.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm starting to get severe anxiety attacks now.
Uh-huh.
And I got to share with somebody yesterday how Christians in the grocery store, how Christians need to be delivered. Everybody needs to be delivered. And had an amazing panic attack then. And then I shared today with my mom how Christians need to be delivered. And I've had a horrible one today, too. And I know that this is not God. I know that it needs to be dealt with and gone. And I just want to be free. I just...
Well, you get set free then tonight in Jesus' name. You came to the right place.
And let me explain something to you, because you've explained it so clearly for the people that are listening.
Yes.
Demons live in a person's flesh, and they, over a lifetime, they begin to interweave their own little personalities, desires, feelings, and the person walks with these things, and they think it's them. It's not them. It's devils in them. And you described a demon of fear, which you called anxiety. And what was happening is, as you are getting awakened and your eyes are opening, that demon knows that you know, and it knows that it cannot hide anymore. And it's when they come uncovered that they have to flee. And so your confession is perfect, and all of the people that are out there in the chat room, I want you to join me and pray for our lady, and believe with us for total deliverance. And one of the other things that I wanted to mention to you, darling, is that you're bold, that you would go forth and proclaim the gospel that you have caught on to, to even unbelievers, and God will honor
that. That's right. That's a warrior right there. Yes.
He will honor that, and he will grow you up very, very fast.
Amen.
Well, I'm a peculiar person. I know God has called me exactly that. I know he spoke to me. He's told me in the last year that I have to get my house in order. I have to be ready.
Uh-huh.
Things have to be
done.
And his will be done with or without me. And I'm just I don't want to be left, Lord. I want to be with you.
While I'm ministering, or while we're ministering to you, we're going to ask the prayer room now to center and come in one accord and minister with us, and also open your own vessel up to receive deliverance, and also pray in one accord with us for God to move those people that are listening, the truck drivers, the people that are listening in their cars and in their homes, and on the internet blog radio. These shows are being played on international television, satellite, on two-way radios. And so even when we get through, this message goes on and on. So keep us all up in prayer, if you will. Now, I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you are my personal Savior.
That you are my personal Savior.
That I have repented from all of my sins.
Lord, that I have repented from all of my sins.
And you have bled on the cross for them.
And you have bled on the cross for them.
And I receive your blood sacrifice.
And I receive your blood sacrifice.
I thank you tonight.
I thank you tonight.
That you are going to set me free.
that you're going to set me free, Lord.
And others.
And others.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I give you praise.
I give you praise, Father.
As I come in one accord.
As I come in one accord.
With Omega Man.
With Omega Man.
Dr. Pat Holliday.
Dr. Pat Holliday.
And the multitude of saints.
And the multitude of saints.
That are praying for me right now.
That are praying for me right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And Satan, you are a liar.
Satan, you are a liar.
You have been uncovered.
You have been uncovered.
And I bind all of the devils.
And I bind all of the devils.
That have come into me.
That have come into me.
All of my life.
All of my life.
Before I was born.
Before I was born.
And from every religious person.
And from every religious person.
That I listened to false prophecies.
That I've listened to false prophecies.
And let them lay their filthy hands upon me.
And let them lay their filthy hands upon me.
I bind it.
I bind it.
And all of these devils must obey.
And all of these devils must obey.
I command.
I command.
Them to leave.
Them to leave.
As Omega Man.
As Omega Man.
And Pat Holliday challenged them.
And Pat Holliday challenged them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And now from here on, you will just breathe out and cough them out, and we will minister to you. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind every inherited curse, every spirit that has ever come into this woman's life, in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of occult, witchcraft, heredity spirit, ancestral spirits, rebellion, Freemasonry, mockery, skepticism, ritualistic, child abuse.
Go in the spirits, cave, foul spirits, in Jesus'
human
name.
Human sacrifice, transmissible, inheritable curses.
All anxiety, come out right now.
Unblessed blessings in Jesus'
Looser
name.
In Jesus' name, come
out right now.
Lord,
I
rebuke
said,
you,
open
you
that
spirits.
Mouth, call them out, honey. Just let them fly.
Come
out
of her right now,
you
in Jesus' name.
Every one
Lord,
of
rebuke you, you foul spirits.
Seducing spirits.
We pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
Fly. False prophets, false signs and wonders.
Loose
deceived,
kind of glory to illuminate these
insight.
Come out right
wonders
now.
Wonders from the truth, fascinations
come out right
to
now.
Evil
go in the cage.
Only false
the Lord
objects,
rebuke you, you foul spirit.
Harm, persons, repression,
loose
manipulation
right now. Come out.
Of visualization.
Looser human spirit.
Amnesia,
in Jesus' name.
Telling,
come out.
Channel. Death spirits,
all
come out
foul spirits
in
the name
of
out right
Jesus.
Now.
Spirits of bondage, we bind addictions, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes.
Jesus Christ, rebuke
now,
you. Come out right
you
now.
If you have ever drank, if you have ever smoked, if you've ever taken drugs, you may not be doing it now, but the spirit stays until it's driven out. Just go ahead and cough them out and get rid of it right now.
We rebuke you, you foul
every
spirit. Come out of her. Come out of the people of God in Jesus'
come
name.
Come out of the lungs.
Come out,
come out of
cage.
The blood system. Come out of the mind, alcoholic addiction spirit.
Father God, loose confusion and blindness on these foul spirits in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus, loose the mind.
Come out of
we
her right now.
To the
Jesus
mind
name.
In the name of Jesus and every
we break
cell
any yoke on her neck
that
in Jesus' name.
Devil have killed. We ask God, Jesus, to go and touch those cells and bring them
yes,
back
Father
to
God.
Life. In the, name of,
in the
Jesus,
name of Jesus
bring
right
back
now.
The shattered, fragmented mind.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
No. We ask you, God, to heal.
Yes,
totally
God.
Deliver and heal. We bind up death spirits, servants of corruption,
come
compulsion, iniquity, sin, bondage, two sins, captivity,
Lord rebuke
two Satan fears, offered to Satan as sacrifices, multiple
all witchcraft spirits. Come out.
Disorders, imagery, split personality.
Come out, you foul spirits.
We bind every door to every split personality. You spirit of fear. We
the Lord rebuke you. Come out right
spirit
now.
Spirit of promise.
looser and
honey, I want to ask you, do you ever remember having a trauma in your life, like an automobile accident or a fear of a person?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I want you to say, I bind the spirit of fear.
I bind the spirit of fear.
Of trauma. I command all of the doors. In my mind. That the spirit of fear has opened. To let demons come in to torment me. I bind them right now. I command all of those schizophrenic personalities and demons to come out of me instantly.
I bind all those schizophrenic personalities and demons to come out instantly out of me.
Come out right now, in Jesus' name.
Just let them come. Come out.
Rebuke
you.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
We loosen her power and love and sound mind. Come out right now, you foul spirits.
Servants of corruption, compulsion, iniquity, sin, bondage,
the Lord rebuke
sin.
You.
Captivity to Satan, fears, all her
Father God, loose angels to surround her.
Personalities, disorders, multiple
Jesus
personalities, imagery, split personalities, films,
Jesus
readings,
Christ, come out right
television,
now.
Magazines, movies, post-traumatic syndrome.
Rebuke
come
you
out
Jesus
right
name.
Now, everyone. We bind you. We command you to come
Jesus
out of the
name.
People.
Be
listening. Come out
name.
Of the people in
the
chat.
Blood of Jesus.
Come out. Of all
come out.
You pour
all
the blood of Jesus on her right
name
now.
Of Jesus.
And over the
we
people of God
up
out there.
All anti-religious parents and their devils that have
loosen
come
in
into
Jesus
you.
Name and go in the cage.
Cultism, occultism, worldly
Jesus
speech,
Christ,
heresy,
rebuke you.
Deceivers, humanism, necromancy,
in Jesus name. All you
clairvoyant, spiritism, medium, yoga, peeping,
come out right
mutter,
now, Jesus
spirits,
name.
Come out.
All Hindu spirits, come out.
Honey, let me ask you something. Did you ever go to a fortune teller or Ouija boards or anything like that?
No, but my mom is Cree Indian, and my grandmother, my great-grandmother each have spirit guides.
Yes.
And when my great-grandmother died, her spirit guide was a bear, and... My mom told me that she was trying to put it on me. So,
yes.
And you know what? My daughter, she's just about 14, she had the same dream. I used to dream about bears and stuff when I was a kid. But I
mm-hmm.
hate that because I know Satan cannot have us. He has no authority.
Yes. Well, the inheritant line stops today.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, all of these witchcraft powers inherited down the
all
family line, 10 generations
right
back, 10 generations forward are bound. We bind the familiar spirits of bear,
come out of her, in Jesus' name.
Telling, healing, all Indian spirits that have come in. We bind all of those spirits of nature worship, every devil, hex, curse, spell, spiritual blindness, spiritual
loose
deafness.
Her right now, Jesus name.
Come
Lord
out
engage.
Right now, everyone.
The Lord rebuke you, you
in the name
spirits.
Of Jesus.
Come out right
just
now.
Let them go,
in the name
honey.
Of Jesus.
Death spirits, infirmity spirits, cancer spirits, kidney
all the way out.
Spirits,
come out.
Failure, heart strokes,
all
diabetes,
witchcraft. Come out in Jesus
disease,
name.
Murder,
all
overdose,
come out.
Injury, automobile accident, airplane, starvation.
Name.
And our anorexia, neurosis, smoking, alcohol, suicide.
Come out in Jesus'
come
name.
Out. Come out in the name of Jesus. We bind these all of these spirits up in the daughter. Is your daughter saved?
Yes.
Okay. How? She's 14?
Yep, she'll be 14 next
okay,
month.
Okay. I want you to make sure she listens to this tape, okay?
Yep. My son
is. Is she listening now?
No, she's upstairs with her
okay.
with her brother and dad.
Okay. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We cut all demonic soul ties between Rhonda and her mother and her grandmother. Any inherited familiar spirits, we cut it off of her right now in the name of Jesus. We break any ungodly soul ties between her and anyone else right now. We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of her right now and command them to go back to the demon that sent them sevenfold. Can we bind any witchcraft that has been sent against her or her daughter in the name of Jesus away from them? Commanded to go back to the demon that sent them in Jesus' name. Father God, loose the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit to illuminate her right now.
Thank
to
you.
Show any demons trying to lurk and hide in there in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits.
We take authority over all witches, so-called Christians that are praying against this program. All of the spirits of darkness, the powers of the devil, are bound away from this program, away from the people that are getting delivered. We forbid them to ever return. They will return to wherever they came from in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The name of Jesus, we release over our sister and all of the people that are listening tonight in Jesus' name that are going through deliverance. And we've had people to be riding down the street, pull their cars over and get deliverance in the past. We ask you, God, that you send the Holy Ghost to fill all these empty
fill
places.
Fill all voids in the name of
honey,
Jesus.
Honey, I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Holy Spirit.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
And you are the deliverer.
And you are the deliverer.
And I thank you that you are delivering me.
And I thank you that you're delivering me.
And that you have saved me.
And that you have saved me.
And now I'm asking you to fill all of the empty places.
And Lord, now I'm asking you to fill all the empty places.
With the fire of the Holy Ghost.
With the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
According to Acts chapter 2.
According to Acts chapter 2.
And burn all hiding devils out.
And burn all hiding devils out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Now take a deep breath and just let him flood in those empty places. Up in the mind, down in the stomach. We cut Kundalini tails off. Leviathan tails in the name of Jesus and heads. And command them
to come
out in the name of Jesus.
Recover her fragmented soul and bring it back and put it in the right place in Jesus' name. Come out, you foul python spirits of Kundalini. The Lord rebuke you, all serpent spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Lord, rebuke.
Let me hear him come out. I see one. He's right up at the base of your neck.
Father,
just go ahead and take a deep cough and make him
go.
Come out. You're not
going to
stay. You're not going to stay.
Pull it out, angels.
You're coming out right now.
Come out right now.
There. There.
In Jesus.
There.
Pour the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
you,
Jesus. We give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
And praise in the name of Jesus. The spirit of the Leviathan. We cut all of your heads off and your tail.
Yes, Father God.
And the Holy Ghost oil that's in her body.
Yes.
Slicks you down and you will just simply slide out. Peacefully.
Come out, Leviathan, in the name of Jesus.
You will not rip her. You will not tear
you
her.
Name.
You will come out easily
come
right
out
now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
Father
name
God,
of Jesus.
Loose your angels to go in there and cut the 12 heads off of Leviathan and yank it out, angels of God, in Jesus' name.
We bind up the spirits down in the stomach of vipers. All of the poisons that you put in the blood system and in the stomach, we break your powers. All of the family death spirits will come out. Cancer, kidney, infirmities.
Any spirit of Indian witchcraft, come out in Jesus' name.
Stroke, diabetes, bones, muscle disease, every devil that suicide spirits, come out
Looser
right
in
now.
In Jesus' name, all ridicule.
Come out.
You, come out. Condemnation, come out in Jesus' name.
The Depression spirits, family insanity spirits, all schizophrenic spirits, come out.
Come out.
Bondage to persons, places, things,
all the way out.
Acne, broken spirit, wounded spirits, death wish,
the Lord rebuke
defeat,
you. Come out right now.
Degraded,
be weakened in Jesus' name.
Depression, escapism,
be
fatigue,
weakened in Jesus' name.
Gloom, guilt,
come
loneliness,
all
insomnia,
you
insecurity,
come out.
Melancholy,
go
mental illness, insanity, torment, torture,
loose her in
nervous,
Jesus name.
Stress, suicide, murder,
loose
unworthiness,
her in Jesus name.
Worry spirits, depression,
we
controlling
bind you and
spirit,
you in Jesus
moodiness,
name.
Nervous breakdowns,
come out.
Subconscious pressure,
come out.
Unloved, unwanted, all
come out
failure
in Jesus' name.
Spirits,
all rejection. Come out.
All abnormal childhood spirits, bitterness.
The Lord rebuke you. Come out.
Resentment, unforgiveness, shipwrecked.
All the way out
disaster,
right now.
Condemning, guilt.
Be weakened.
Honey, is
spirit,
there
Jesus
anyone
name
that you have any forgiveness towards, unforgiveness?
I've been asking. I've been checking and checking my spirit, and I don't think so. I've been really praying
okay
for my husband's family. They
yes
are very angry, and they disowned our children because he just my husband's father's very angry. So we've just been
okay
praying for them.
Okay, say, Father, we both forgive them.
Father, we both forgive them, Lord.
And we break the power of rejection.
And we break the power of rejection.
Over ourselves.
Over ourselves.
And our children.
And our children.
And we command those spirits of rejection to leave.
And we command those spirits of rejection to leave.
We
now
ask you to forgive them, Lord.
We ask you to forgive them, Lord.
Come out in Jesus'
if
name.
We do forgive
now,
them also.
Spirits.
We bind condemning spirits, guilty spirits,
I bind all 33rd degree
Masons, life,
all Masonic spirits. Come out in Jesus'
name. Discouragement, frustration, gloom, shame, unloved, insecurity, inferiority,
come out,
jealousy, envy,
the Lord Jesus,
laziness, oppression, overwhelming, procrastination, problems. All of these spirits, and these spirits that make these people
come
think
out in Jesus' name
that my sister and her family's inferior,
Lord, Jesus' name,
them,
throw you foul spirits.
We break the power, and we put the wall of protection of the Holy Ghost around the children and the husband and my sister,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Come
and
out,
we release over them the knowledge and the awareness that they are new creations in Christ Jesus.
Yes, my God.
Old things are passed away and all things are made new. And we release the newness of the Holy Ghost over their minds,
yes, Lord,
their,
Jesus,
their flesh, and their spirits. And we bind up the nerve spirits, abnormal sensitivity, nervous
all
breakdown,
we bind you. Come out in Jesus.
Eating disorders, drugs, madness,
Incubus and Succubus and Asmodeus and Osmodeus, we bind you. All foul spirits coming in attack at night, we bind you in Jesus' name.
Insomnia, dreams, stress, apprehension,
we break
pressure,
all witchcraft
headache,
curses that have come into the dreams.
Hallucination, frigid,
all these spirits, come out.
Fear, come out in the name
of
Jesus.
Come out in Jesus' name and go in the cage.
And Father, we speak to everyone that is listening tonight to this program. And in the name of Jesus, we release deliverance over them, healing of the fire of the Holy
command
Ghost.
All your foul spirits
and
go into the cage in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We
go
give
into the cage,
you
foul spirits.
We bind up these superiority spirits
in Jesus' name
coming from that family.
All religious pride, come out.
Aggression, belittling,
all ridicule and
criticism
spirits,
cruelty,
come out.
Cursing,
in cage, in
independence,
name,
judging, Jezebel, Ahab, murder, selfish, and wickedness.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
All rejection spirits of bitterness, insecurity, inferiority.
The Lord rebuke you.
Self-rejection, confusion, hate, hiding, denial, darkness.
Come out in Jesus'
isolation,
name.
Isolation, seduction, negative.
Spiritual heresy. Come out in Jesus' name.
Spirit. Control, bitterness, depression, suicide,
a
despair,
spirits, come out.
Withdrawal, loneliness, judgment,
come
tired,
out. In the name of
and
Jesus,
laziness, deceitfulness.
Cages.
In the name of Jesus, we command all of these spirits that have
all
been
spirits
named,
of another Jesus, come out right
spirit
now.
Spirit that has not been named,
all deception,
we
come out
every
Jesus' name.
One of you. And we command every one of you to get into the cage and to
loosen
leave
in Jesus'
instantly,
name,
right now. Everything named, everything
you must
not
come out
named,
and obey in the
must
name of Jesus.
Come out right now. Take
Father
a
God,
deep breath and
fragment
take them
the
go
souls of these
the fire of the Holy
Jesus
Ghost.
Name.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Jesus right
the
now.
Blood of Jesus.
In
the
name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Now say, Holy Ghost, fill me with your Holy Ghost and baptize me in the Holy Ghost. Give me the gift of tongues.
I sure do have the gift of tongues.
Okay, just raise your hands and praise him for what he's done.
I praise you.
We command every spirit in the house to be bound and cage every one of them. Any articles in the house,
loose your warrior angels.
Surround
her. Drive out any foul spirits in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Apply the blood of Jesus to her house in Jesus' name.
All protection around her and every single
her family, her vehicle, her child.
Has received deliverance tonight.
Apply the blood of Jesus to them right now.
Give you glory and praise.
Every believer out there right now, we apply the blood of Jesus to you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you feel?
Well, I was pacing when I started and couldn't breathe because I was having an anxiety attack, but I feel so great. God is so good.
Yes.
And we send all these caged spirits to the foot of Jesus to be judged before the time right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you turn that King James Version of the Bible on and let it get into your spirit as you sleep tonight. And
you'll see
tomorrow, you'll just feel wonderful even more.
Amen.
And
I agree.
All of those people that are listening that got deliverance tonight, too.
Thank you for the deliverance, Lord, of all your
people.
Thank you.
God bless you, Rhonda, for calling in.
Welcome.
God bless you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was Rhonda from Canada. Let's go to 818 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, thank you for holding, and for anybody else that is waiting to be prayed for, we will get to you in order. The number to call in is 917-889-2745. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, you know what? I'm doing a lot better than I was. I've got a small story to tell you about some things that happened to me with regard to the supernatural realm, and then I'd just like to get your guys' take on it and maybe have you pray for me at the end.
Absolutely. What do you got?
Well, 2 years ago, I'm from the Midwest. I moved out to Los Angeles, and I'll tell you what, we are raised to be secularized. I'm in my 20s, and going through this whole school system, the evolutionary theology, because that's really what it is, it's just a religion that they teach as literal fact, is stuck as an absolute, mutually exclusive, you know, juxtaposition right against any kind of outside theology that you have. And what you have is this product of most of my friends are all moral relativists. And it's just really frightening. But, you know, I went with my programming. I didn't really buy into religion all that much. And then I came out here and I watched some videos on the internet that really woke me up to the real power structure of the world and all of that. And so I started getting lots of books on that, and some of my I started reading. I didn't realize that it had been that whole movement, that whole truth movement, has really been infiltrated by Luciferianism and Satanism. Yes. So I was reading these teachings, you know, and it's all this. I've studied theology after this because it hit me so hard, you know. And basically what the doctrine is it's preaching this kind of neo-paganism, pantheistic monism, where all is one, all is God, you know, ergo, I am God. And
we are little gods in one world universalism, right?
Exactly.
That's what they'll try to
preach. What's that?
I said you're exactly right. That's what they're preaching. When I grew up, they used to call it situational ethics. Today you call it moral relativism. So God's been pulling the cover off of it, hasn't he?
Oh my word! You don't even know. I was reading these things, you know, and I would listen to like Coast to Coast, which you know it's great that it's open to all those different ideas, but they got a lot of New Age on there. And I'm telling you, if you look at like the works of Alice Bailey and Helena Blavatsky and all that, the Theosophical Society, this New Age is all. It's all been planned to come out exactly now as part of the externalization of the hierarchy. And I didn't know any of that, okay? So I'm reading these New Age teachings. Couple that with the fact that so many people, you know, is pervasive in our culture now. You've got like things like The Secret out there, you know, the Law of Attraction. You're all your own gods.
Yeah, they take biblical principles and they twist them. You know, Satan always has his counterfeit. You're right.
That is exactly what they do. That's exactly it. And so I was reading these things, and I started. There was this psychic that I worked with. I was like, oh yeah, psychics, okay. But they would just say, no, it's real. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to expand my sense of what's possible. You know, the world isn't what I thought it was. This guy seems to have some answers. And so, you know, I went over to, he had become a friend of mine because I, you know, didn't buy into the whole, you know, Christianity or the religious thing. And he would, guys, he would hit me with energy that I couldn't see, but I could feel it. It like this cool wave of energy that would that hit my whole body.
Was this like a witch or a warlock that you were coming into contact with?
That's exactly it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do now. I'll tell you what. Yes, I do. Guys, so many occult things. Like,
have you ever been involved in the occult? Ever played with witchcraft?
I would say yeah.
Give us an idea of what you've been involved in.
Yep.
Because confession will set you free tonight.
I've practiced telepathy, not intentionally. When I realized it scared the heck out of me, guys, I looked into this man's eyes, pure black void, and it sucked. It literally sucked the like life force energy out of me as best I can describe. I was in the room when he was channeling lying interdimensional spirits. That's all they are. They come
so
on
did
and
you
they
get
say,
involved
oh, you know.
With, were you doing any channeling seances?
Not me, but I was in the room as it was present, so I would definitely say I may be contaminated. Although I
had you,
people.
Had you been involved in any type of coven out there in Southern California?
No.
Are you still connected to these people in any way?
Not to that particular person, but then I ran into another. I'm telling you, the way Satan operates, just as you said, he literally goes and he copycats everything that God does. Even this whole police state beast grid that they're bringing in right now is just his attempt at omniscience. And omnipotence, he'll never have it because he's not the Lord, but that's what's happening. And I had another guy, I don't know what is going on in that area or if it's just this ramping up of the occult presence, but I had somebody hit me with so much energy that I couldn't see, that it knocked me over backwards.
Well, what was
my head.
Where were you at this time that it happened?
I was in my apartment the second time, and this was a totally different guy. That's why I'm saying, guys, I don't know what's going on, that all these people are...
All right, let me tell you something. At first place, it's not energy that's hitting you. What it is these people are in agreement with the powers of darkness, which are demons, and what they do is they are wizards and witches, and they soul travel. That means that their human spirit comes out of their bodies,
yes.
And they will travel into your bedroom or into your apartment.
Astral project.
The sucking out of your energy is that these are, they call them zombie spirits. They
psychic
call
vampires,
them,
things like that. Yes.
Vampire spirits. Sometimes these vampire spirits come in and they will suck your energy. At other times, they will come in and actually suck blood out of you.
Yes.
And what it is, it's wizards getting their power from you. And so what you have to do now is, first thing, we have to disconnect you from these people totally.
Yes. Okay.
And the way you do that is you have to pray. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I renounce. All of the powers of darkness.
All of the powers of darkness.
All of the devils that I've come in contact with.
All of the devils that I've come in contact with.
You are not over me anymore.
You are not over me anymore.
By the power of the name of Jesus.
By the power of the name of Jesus.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
To save me.
To save me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
And I renounce the powers of the devil.
And I renounce the powers of the devil.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I cut all of the ley lines that come to my house.
I cut all of the ley lines that come to my house.
From these witches and wizards.
From these witches and wizards.
I cut all silver cords.
I cut all silver cords.
All connections between me and them from this day forward.
All connections between me and them from this day forward.
Is no longer available.
It's no longer available.
I place the fire, the wall fire of the Holy Ghost.
I place the wall fire of the Holy Ghost.
Between me and them.
Between me and them.
And every hex curse spell.
And every hex curse spell.
Blood sacrifice.
Blood sacrifice.
Human and animal.
Human and animal.
Is broken over me.
Is broken over me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I break all of their potions that I have ever had.
I break all of their potions that I have ever had.
Of their magic.
Of their magic.
Every devil that has come to defeat and steal my soul.
Every devil that has come to defeat and steal my soul.
I bind them up and cage them now.
I bind them up and cage them now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I ask you, Lord God.
I ask you, Lord God.
That you will deliver me.
That you will deliver me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You will free my mind.
You will free my mind.
Body and spirit.
Body and spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I need for you just to wait a minute because I need to answer a question that was asked in the chat room.
Yeah.
And somebody asked Omega Man to ask me what is alchemy and magic and actually science. And what it is alchemy, I believe Omega Man, he answered that. It used to be where magicians would try to turn metals into gold. But it really is just changing things from one thing to another. And the other thing that they wanted to know was what is magic and science. Well, you see, in order, I think what they're getting at, Omega Man, is they're trying to figure out what is demonic and what is science. You see, a human being is used by either God, his spirit, or they're used by the spirits of the demons and Satan. And so even though they call it magic and they cause magic to happen with things that they call magical words, with ritualisms and things like that, the demons get them to pronounce the ritualisms and magical words. And as they do those ritualisms, the people think that they are in control of the spirits. But actually, by going through the ritualisms and pronouncing the magical words, what they're doing is they're actually submitting their wills and their spirit and their lives to the demons, who are then able to put them into submission to the demons. And then the demons go forth after they have called them into existence to do the dirty work. And it's actually the demons that do the work. It's not the person that pronounces the curses, hexes, and spells. It's the demons that are sent out and sent forth to do the dirty work that they pronounce over their victims. I hope that
can help you a little bit. And now back to the man that's on the line. We are going to begin to do deliverance on you. And anyone that's listening in, we're asking you to involve yourself through getting deliverance, and we don't have to be there because Jesus is the deliverer.
Amen.
And I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to be my deliverer.
I ask you to be my deliverer.
And set me free.
And set me free.
I command every demon.
I command every demon.
Of witchcraft.
Of witchcraft.
And the new age.
And the new age.
To loose me.
To loose me.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Nobody knows who you are, in Jesus' name. But with the occult and new age spirits comes the spirit of homosexuality. Did they get you to engage in any of that?
Not outright. There was a time when I had something, I was in a room and the whole room went frigid, and then all of a sudden it felt like I got sucked in, or not sucked, but socked in the stomach, like somebody punched me in the stomach. And then the warlock or whatever, I was like, you know, I kept screaming, help, help, because I seriously couldn't even breathe. And then he laid on top of me. I mean, I didn't do it because I was, like, sexually interested.
This was
that would be the closest I was.
Was it a spirit or a man?
It was the man that laid on me, and then he put, like you were talking about, he did that energy thing, and then the pain in my stomach stopped.
Well, now, always remember, the energy is not a thing. It is a spirit. It may feel like energy, but it's a spirit. Now, what I want you to do is say, I bind.
I bind.
The homosexual spirit.
The homosexual spirit.
That was inserted in me.
That was inserted in me.
Through that initiation.
Through that initiation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, every person that's in the Illuminati high occult secret societies, like the Skull and Bones and Bohemian Club, places like that, their initiation is being raped by another man in sodomy. And so that's part of introducing them into the occult. And so in the name of Jesus, we break the powers of initiation over you and anyone that's listening to this radio program in Jesus' name. And we command all of these Illuminati spirits, all of these New Age spirits, occult spirits, every devil that has come to steal your soul, we command it to go into the cage in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes.
And all of the homosexual spirits that have been introduced to the people that want to be free, you just simply have to repent, renounce it, and ask Jesus to give you the power to overcome it. Now, in
Jesus' name.
Excuse
me, Dr. Pat. Pardon me. Right now I take authority over the foul spirits of Magical Hummingbird and EDT that are under witchcraft. Mm-hmm. We bind your strong man, your gatekeeper, and all your foul spirits. You will lose your power right now. Your demons are stripped of their power. They are to go in the cage in Jesus' name right now.
Instantly.
Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
And all of the spirits that are connected to these sexual perverse spirits, particularly spiritual magic, spirits with demons, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Abaddon, Apollyon, Beelzebub, all of the little spirits that are connected to those powers and principalities, the spirits of sorcery. Did you ever take drugs? Come out. Come out.
Yes.
Bind you, you foul spirit. Come out of him right now and go in the cage. The Lord rebuke you.
Oh,
come out of him in the name of Jesus. Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
Concentrate on getting those out.
I bind
the
strong man, the gatekeeper in you. All witchcraft spirits, come out of him right now and go in the cage. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you.
In Jesus' name.
Be weakened in the name of Jesus.
We plead the blood over you.
Be weakened in the name of Jesus. We bind you, you foul spirit.
Now say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
From every drug that I've ever taken.
From every drug that I've ever taken.
Now, you can name them if you wish, like LSD, marijuana, whatever.
Yeah, it was marijuana.
Okay.
Come on, him in the name of Jesus.
I repent and I command those sorcery devils, the witchcraft ties.
The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits.
The witchcraft ties.
The witchcraft ties.
In Jesus' name.
To those drugs.
The blood of Jesus.
Those drugs.
Right now.
I break their bands right now.
I break their bands right now.
Over my life.
Over my life.
I command all potions.
I command all potions.
Drug devils.
Drug devils.
To be in the cage.
To be in the cage.
And come out of me instantly.
And come out of me instantly.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, go in the cage.
Now take a deep breath and let them go.
We rebuke you, you foul spirits. Come out of here right now. Go into the cage in the name of Jesus.
The ties, the ley lines.
Pull back on your head, you foul spirits.
Every devil that has come
be weakened
to
in Jesus'
rob,
name.
Kill, and steal
Father
from
God,
this
loose
man.
Blindness and confusion
you
on these foul spirits
in
Jesus' name.
You are bound in the name of Jesus.
Father God, loose civil
no
war inside
authority.
Right now. You
no
foul spirits.
Authority.
Turn on the strong man in
you
Jesus' name.
Weak, you will come out.
We rebuke
all.
You, you foul spirit. Loose him in Jesus'
all.
Name. Come out of him right
all.
Now. You children of fools with no name. You come out right now. Come out.
Lust
spirit. Come out.
Come out.
Homosexual spirit. Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
Drugs
come
and
out.
Pharmakia. Loose
blood
them in Jesus' name.
You. The blood.
Get out of
the
him in the name
blood.
Of Jesus. Go in
the
cage.
Blood. The blood.
Jesus Christ.
The blood.
You, foul spirits.
The blood.
You bow
the
your
blood.
Knee to Jesus Christ standing
the
right
blood.
Next to him right now. And come out. Come
the
out.
Blood.
Come
the
out.
Blood. The blood.
We
in
command
the name
you to manifest and come on out and go in the cage in Jesus' name.
You have no authority.
Come
absolutely
out.
None. Now you spirit
the Lord
of seduction.
You. The Lord rebuke you.
I find you unfaithful.
Be weakened
adult.
A thousandfold in
spirit,
Jesus' name.
Soul and body. Prostitution.
Father God, loose the angels to go
love
down
of
right
money,
now. Love
of money, idolatry, chronic
come
dissatisfaction.
Out, you foul spirits.
Inordinate love
come on, get in
of
the cage, you foul spirits.
Fornication.
You're coming out like victory came out. Come out.
All personal sins, rebellion, witchcraft, deceit,
we cut any connectors between you and the witches tuned in right now.
Get into
come
the
out
cage,
in Jesus'
right?
Name.
Come out. Come out.
Come out of him right now.
Arrogant,
Father God, loose the Shekinah glory to illuminate him and show all
feminine,
the demons hiding. Come out right now.
Unrighteous love of
up
money.
Up and out of him in Jesus' name.
Form of godliness. Foolish
you
talking.
You foul spirit's name.
Arrogant,
come out of him right now.
Lying spirits. Flattery. Strong
come
deception.
Out.
False teachers.
New age. Reiki.
False
come out.
Prophets. Slander. Lies.
Come
old wives' tales.
Come out.
Superstition. Gossip.
I pour the blood of Jesus down your foul spirit's throat right now.
Religious yokes. We
come
break
out
the yoke
in the name of
your
Jesus
neck
go in
right
there.
Now.
Get into the cage.
We break the yoke in the name of Jesus.
Loose
false
his human
prophet,
spirit in Jesus' name.
Nagging pretenders.
Angels of God, go in and take a sword. Thrust these foul spirits up and out.
Spirit of
in Jesus'
fear,
name.
Heart attacks, fears, phobias, anxiety, stress, torment, horror, fear of death.
Come out, ridicule. Come out.
Untrusting, faithless,
come
nightmare. We break you free right now from the wizard
all
and
the
witch
that came in
that has
through the dream
to
state.
You. We cut the garland,
come out.
The tie. We oh, command
so
all of these
loose him in Jesus' name.
To loose you right now.
As
the spirit
loose
of
him in
submission
Jesus
to their wills, submissions to their ritualism, submissions to their
you
magic
spirits
work.
Just named. Come out.
All of these things are broken over your life, and we command them to go out.
We cut all ungodly soul ties between you and others.
All demonic
in Jesus
problems,
name.
Perverse spirits, sexual relationships. Now,
come out of him and go in the cage in Jesus' name.
I want you to, all of the sexual relationships that you've had outside of marriage, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry.
Lord Jesus, I'm sorry.
For all of the women.
For all of the women.
And if there's any men.
It wasn't really that any men, but.
Well, okay. Yeah. You know, we're praying for you and everybody that's listening. So.
Well, for the women, for the men, all of them.
Loose them in Jesus' name. Come on.
We bind them in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to say this. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive every one of them.
I forgive every one of them.
I forgive myself.
Forgive myself.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to deliver me tonight.
And I ask you to deliver me tonight.
From all of my family line spirits of witchcraft and sexual perversions.
From all of my family aligned spirits of witchcraft and sexual perversions.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Of my family.
Of my family.
And all of the spirits from all of the families.
And all of the spirits from all of the families.
Of those women that I have gone with.
Of those women that I have gone with.
From them and all of their family spirits.
From them and all of their family spirits.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command them all to go into the cage.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
I command them all to go into the cage.
Foul spirits, come out right now.
Yeah, I bind up. Now we're going to start calling them out, and you cough them out. The legions of spirits are caged and
be weakened, legion, in the name of Jesus. Beelzebub, come out.
Hater of God, witchcraft.
Come out, Belial. We rebuke you. Come out.
Succubus.
You get out right now.
Spirits known as water spirits. Spiritual husband, spiritual wife,
Jesus name and go in the
promiscuous, premarital,
Lord Jesus,
sexual
you.
Relations,
you
social,
we arrest you. Come out in the name of Jesus. Angels of God, snatch them out.
Emotional
longings,
enslaving thoughts.
Cut them off,
demons,
angels of God. Come out.
Bribing, sexual
come out.
Bondage.
Come out. You're going to
spirit.
I pour the blood of Jesus in your
spirit. Every
come out.
Spirit of anger,
come
rage,
out right now.
Revenge, spite,
come out right
cruelty.
Now.
Tension,
come
murder,
out.
Causes
come
of
out.
Division, extreme
come out,
competitiveness,
or you
jealousy,
go to Tartarus. Come out and go in the cage.
Confession,
you come out right now.
Delusion, strife,
be weakened.
Awful personality, schizophrenic.
Him and the people of God, a thousandfold in your head in Jesus' name.
Of disbelief, question,
children of fools, no names.
Deny, waver. Unbelief,
come out.
Uncertainty,
come out.
Jealous,
come out right now. You get in the cage in Jesus'
unstable.
Name.
Unstable, spirits
angels of God, smite them.
Hearted,
smite the foul spirits, angels of God.
Suicidal,
come
tendency,
out right now.
Excessive mourning,
come out right now.
Inner bruises, hurts, and
souls
insomnia.
Be fragmented in Jesus' name.
Self pity,
come out.
Heavy.
Father God,
sorrow,
pierce them through with arrows in Jesus'
name. In the
name
of Jesus, Jezebel,
Father God, let the fear of the Lord fall on these spirits in Jesus' name.
Humanism.
Come out, all foul spirits named.
Antichrist, revolution, dominating rebellion, murder, false prophet, false religion.
Loose him in Jesus' name and get in the cage.
Idolatry.
Loose him in Jesus' name.
Self-centered.
Come out all the way out right now.
Manipulation, emotional immaturity.
Father God, shine the Holy Spirit on him. Let the Shekinah glory
you
fall on him now.
You unblock that neck. You unblock
burn him out,
that
Holy
neck.
Spirit.
Right now, you will make yourself smaller, and you will come
burn
out,
him out Holy Spirit.
Without choking
Jesus
him
name.
And wrenching him. Make
angels
yourself
of God,
smaller.
Chop him up right now in a thousand.
In the cage, become smaller. Come out.
Out.
In the name of
come
Jesus.
Out.
Immediately. Instantly.
I'm talking to you, you foul spirit. You come out or you tell me your name and legal authority. What's your name, demon? What's your name, demon? You tell me your name and your authority. You come out in Jesus' name. I rebuke you, you foul spirits. What's your legal right to be there? What's your legal right to be there, you children of fools with no names? Maybe you just have a number. I don't think you're a very big demon. All they gave you was a number. Is that right? You're really pretty small, aren't you? Angels of God, spike that foul spirit. Come out in Jesus' name.
I feel like my chest feels funny. I don't know.
Okay. We bind Python. We cut your tail right now in the name of Jesus. We cut your head. Ask the Holy Ghost to come in right now. Say, Holy Ghost, come in.
Holy Ghost, come in.
And let your oil.
Let your oil.
Slide all over these devils.
Slide all over these devils.
Leviathan.
Leviathan.
Kundalini.
Kundalini.
Python.
Python.
All the viper spirits.
All the viper spirits.
Come out in
Jesus'
name.
We cut your tails and heads off and command you to get into
the
cave right now.
Christ,
cough them all out right now.
You must go now. Go to
Clark. The Holy Spirit.
All the way out in Jesus'
name. The Holy Spirit fire. In the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb.
Let the tear of the Lord fall.
Amen.
Let the tear of the Lord fall. All spirits in Jesus' name.
Get into the cage right
all
now.
The way up,
in
the
name of Jesus. You have no authority.
Father God, loose the angels to smite these.
We command
spirits.
That heart
Jesus
to be
name.
Free right now. Take a deep breath and ask the Holy
Any
Ghost.
Any pain in the chest, come out right now.
To just touch your heart
all demons
and deliver
the heart
you
in the,
from
and
every
heart
of time.
Chest. Loose them in Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Loose
Thank
him in
you,
Jesus'
Holy
name.
Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
How are you feeling, young man?
The minute you said that is the minute I felt it. Just before you said it, that's when I felt it. That's when
you
I felt the Holy
what?
Spirit. I felt the Holy Spirit just when you said, there you are, just before you said it. Right at that moment, I did feel that.
Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit has touched your heart. And we ask him to heal all the vows,
yes.
all the curses coming
be
down
healed
the him,
in
mind,
the name of Jesus
every
Christ.
Every heart attack and tension of the devil.
All infirmity.
And Father
come
God,
down
we
Jesus
ask that
name.
You heal him from his head to his
fill
feet.
Fill him up, Holy Father God.
With the
Holy
power
Spirit.
Of the fire of the Holy
fill
Ghost.
Fill him up, Holy Spirit.
Deep
in Jesus
breath
name.
And just let the Holy Ghost come in.
Burn out any remaining
Here
spirits.
Here comes the
Father
Holy
God.
Ghost. Amen
Jesus
and
name.
Amen. Over everyone that's praying, we're all
fill
in one
up
of
in Jesus' name.
Over the people on the highways,
break all
and the highways.
And and curses and
angels
the
of God,
off of
Father,
the people of God,
send
this
them.
Brother in
praise
Jesus'
God.
Name.
Great deliverance,
Jesus name.
Great power, great infusion
in
of the Holy
name.
Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you feel
Hallelujah.
Now?
Praise Jesus, guys. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Hey, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Lord, we bind every hiding spirit and command every one of them to be caged and come out instantly and immediately
in the name
now.
Of Jesus right now.
Take a deep breath and cough them out. Every one.
All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Spirits in the name of Jesus.
Lord
God, loose angels to recover his fragmented soul and bring
Amen.
It back and put it in its right
Amen.
Place.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Holy Ghost, go in and fill every empty place, just overflowing with the fire of the Holy Ghost surrounding him. All of those devils are caged. And, Father God, we ask that you send your warring angels that will bind these devils and send them to the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
We give you praise and glory for
yes,
total
Jesus.
Freedom in this vessel.
Praise
Lift
Jesus
your
Christ.
Hands and ask him to baptize you with the Holy Ghost with the gift of tongues right now. Just lift him
Lord,
and praise him right now.
Lord, hallelujah.
Oh,
fill him, Jesus.
Lord, baptize me with your
fill
Holy
him.
Spirit.
Fill him up right now, Father.
Keep praising him. Praising him.
Praise,
praise
God.
Him.
God. Praise
pour
God.
Pour the Holy Spirit. Fill him up
yes.
right now. Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Keep going. Keep going.
The Holy Spirit over
Jesus,
Everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
Keep
God.
Praising the Lord for delivering right now. Thank
In
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise
God.
Praise Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Overflowing. Now, you just open that mouth.
and speak with it. Just
loose
like
his tongue right now.
Jesus' name right now. Just open
loose
it up.
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost will speak in Jesus' name.
Fill my pulse.
Let him come forth in the name of Jesus. That's right. Come on. Come on. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
There. Keep going.
Be loosed in Jesus' name.
Keep going.
Praise Jesus.
Praise God.
Yes. Amen. There's the Holy Ghost fully revealing his power in your vessel.
Holy Spirit.
His might over every demonic
praise God.
Devil in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think my work with you is finished tonight.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You want to give a testimony before you leave?
Yeah, what would you like me to say?
What?
What has the Lord done for you tonight?
Well, my whole body just feels totally relieved. I just feel like peace and like just this cool feeling of relaxation I feel like this weight's been taken out of, like I had this weight in my stomach that was weighing me down and like gripping just in my abdomen, and now, excuse me, it's just like lifted off. It's lifted off, and like this fog that was in my head, everything seems clear now, and the colors are a bit brighter than before.
And you get filled with the Word of God, play it over you tonight, and every night for that matter. And we take authority over any articles or things in your apartment that have been attached by demons, and we command all of those devils to go into a cage, leave the apartment, and go to the feet of Jesus to be tormented. We release the glory of God over you, your apartment, and your life, and for you to serve Jesus from now until the day you see him. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, yes. Check out MiracleInternetChurch.com, brother, and continue tuning into these programs and start growing in the Lord and learn how to do self-defense and keep on going with this.
I will do that. Thank you, God.
And
write us
a testimony. Write us a testimony.
Yes.
I'll do that for sure.
We love you.
God bless you, brother.
Love you guys, too. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, praise Jesus Christ. Dr. Pat, we've got calls backed up.
Well,
praise the Lord.
Glad I've come.
We have about 13 minutes remaining. I don't know if you are able to go into overtime, Dr. Pat. How is your schedule looking?
Well, I'm going to have to take a break, but we'll go. I request that people pray for me.
Yes.
These Saturday night shows, because, you know, I get up and go over to the church and preach and do it all again. And then on Sunday night, we're here for 3 hours in intercessory prayer.
You know
and
what?
So we'll,
absolutely. Hmm? That is right, folks. Lest I forget, we have a program tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern time with Dr. Pat called the International School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer, and if we couldn't get to you tonight, call in tomorrow night in the second hour, and we would love to keep praying. Does that sound all right, Dr. Pat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
praise
it does.
God. Do you want to go ahead and
tell
give
them
out your
about our satellite and other?
Yes, absolutely, folks. We are on WWCR shortwave on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern time. We do the School of Deliverance every Sunday there. You can listen to that on shortwave or via the Internet feed. And if you go to megamanradio.com, look down to the channels, you'll see both the frequency, and there's a link that you can go right over and listen to that live feed. But we also do American Voice Radio Network Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Then, of course, we have our program here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you miss these programs, you can also pick them up on MP3 in the archives,
or you can subscribe over at iTunes for free, and you can download these. And if you like these type of programs that we're bringing, and you would like to support the ministry, we do need your help, but we would like to take it to another venue now, World Harvest Network, which is LaCie Broadcasting. They have a time period that is opened up at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Lead out is Rick Wiles of True News. It would be a great time period to acquire, and that would, again, reach even more people. And you can support us, and that's what we'll do. We'll keep taking this word out into more and more venues. Also, support Dr. Pat Holliday, Miracle Internet Church. Dr. Pat Holliday, tell people how people can get in touch with you. Order some of the books like Witch Doctor and the Man. You have about 80 e-books on your website, don't you?
Yes, and they can just go up to patholliday.com and over to miracleinternetchurch.com. There's plenty of teaching materials, sermons, television programs, articles of all sorts, and newsletters. Also, have we got the money bomb up yet so that we can purchase this radio time that we're after?
We're
it's important
that.
That time slot is not going to be there very long, and we have an opportunity to get it now. So if you're led of the Lord, go ahead up on OmegaRadio.com and push the donate button and go ahead and give in to that, because we're expanding, and as we expand, more and more people are hearing about deliverance. The devil is not going to keep deliverance a secret any longer in the Western Church. We are unraveling his powers of darkness, and we're showing people how powerful Jesus is to deliver those captives that he has taken. We don't pay any attention to these people that come against us. We only did the teaching tonight on Gordon Williams, Pastor Gordon Williams, so that you could see how the devil is using these so-called men of God to keep the cap on the powers of darkness. And instead of attacking the powers of the devil's children, they turn their guns fully upon someone that's out there setting the captives free. And I think that God is sick and tired of it. They can attack us all they want to. We don't care, because we walk under the anointing and the power of God. And believe me, if every one of them came against us, which most of them do, it's worth it to see one person set free, as we've seen these people set free on this radio program tonight.
And I would
don't
like
you
to
agree,
say,
Omega Man?
Amen, I do. And I want to say, folks, for those that have come out against mass deliverances, I want to say that each and every person that calls in here for prayer is important to us. And it takes time, one-on-one. Sometimes there's just not enough time in the day to get to everybody. And so we'll switch gears and do what's called a mass deliverance. I mean, just imagine if you have 100 people waiting for prayer, and average time was 1 hour, you would spend 100 hours. There is not literally enough time in the week to get to everybody that way. And, of course, we're going to continue to pray one-on-one, but sometimes we'll do what's called a mass deliverance. And then
yes,
many people can get some deliverance simultaneously to clear some of the brush and get the process started. So, you know, there's a time and place for individual and also mass deliverances. And I think people now are starting to see that are tuning in, Dr. Pat, that, you know, it's a battlefield out there. You know, it's like there's a medical tent in the middle of the battle zone, and you open up the flap, and there's a line of people a mile long, and you've just got a couple surgeons. Well, we praise God for Jesus Christ. He's the one that does the spiritual surgery here. But there is a time where sometimes the only way you can minister to the many people that have a need is to pray over the air. And so you'll hear us from time to time do these mass deliverances. And that's the reason behind that. And, you know, it's a valid way to minister. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
we invite you to minister with us when we do this.
Amen.
And so, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Father God,
we take authority over every witch, wizard, every false minister that claims they're Christians but aren't, that prays against this radio program,
yes,
its finances, and the people that are getting set free.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Put the wall of fire around everyone praying, us
command
and our families, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
and Father God,
spirits.
We ask that you will deliver the people that need deliverance,
yes, Father,
in Jesus'
God.
Name. We do
heal
pray for Tara and Kathy and Helen, who has cancer, God, in its final stages.
Yes, Father,
she's
God.
Desperate for a miracle.
But your healing
and
power,
we come
Father,
against
Lord Jesus.
That spirit of cancer in
spirit
the name
of cancer,
of Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus. We curse you,
right
cancer.
At its root
like
in
Jesus,
Jesus'
curse the
name.
Victory.
The spirit of stiff neck, you
God.
Release her in the
Father
name
God.
Of Jesus.
Heal her
every
in the name of Jesus.
Sickness, curse, spell, hex, blood sacrifice,
break off
human,
her in the
inhuman,
name of Jesus.
Every ungodly
God.
Thing that is coming against God's people, we
yes.
break your powers, we break your chains, we
loose
break your
garlands,
right
we
break
name.
Your
go back to the demons,
ley lines, we break every traveling devil and return to the center in
yes,
Jesus'
name. Jesus' name.
We give you praise
spirit of fear.
And glory
the
in
Jesus
the name,
name
of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you will give spiritual wisdom and understanding
yes,
to the people that
Father,
tune
God,
into this show because they can only have spiritual understanding if you give it to them.
Get your protection around
we
them
ask
Jesus
you,
name.
God, that you will have them to ask you for Asab and
Israel turning right now.
So that they can know
Jesus
what the
name.
Spirit of the living God is saying to the church in this hour. We ask you to expand our ministry, God. We ask you to bring the finances in that we need, Father, in these ministries, in my personal ministry, in Omega
yes,
Man's personal ministries.
Jesus.
We give you praise and glory. We call you, Father, to send forth your warring angels that will go to the four corners of the earth and bring people to this ministry. And you will at the same time bring givers. We give you glory for the ones that were set free tonight. The ones that we couldn't hear, the ones that we couldn't see, but that were on the side of the road getting deliverance. We ask, God, that you put the wall of fire around them and us and
yes,
our
Father,
family.
God.
Divine protection,
name
the blood
of Jesus,
of Jesus, the hedge of protection that no devil, no snake can come through. We ask, God, that as we pray, we take authority over all of the third wave devils, the intercessory
yes,
devils,
him in the name of
all
Jesus.
Over the world that is coming against this true ministry.
Weakened in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. And we command
name.
Those people that have gotten caught up in that darkness that you will call those that belong to you out from underneath
in the name
bewitched.
Of Jesus.
And into deliverance in the name of Jesus. The word of faith, the false prophetic ministry that's going wild. Every ungodly minister that lifts
yes.
his name up instead of the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, for your judgment to fall all over this nation. We're calling forth the harvest in the land, God. We ask that you raise up ministers and call
yes,
forth
Lord Jesus.
The hidden ministries all over America. And let them come forth with the Elijah anointing and
yes,
Elisha
Lord.
Anointing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
And, Dr. Omega Pat, there are some people out there that are believing the Lord right now for a job. And so for anybody out there that's out of work right now and also that is homeless, we lift up right now, Father God, we're asking that you would loose your warrior angels to surround the people of God out there for their protection. We ask that you would send ministering spirits to everyone listening right now. We ask, God, that you would loose your angels to create doors of opportunity for people that are without jobs to get interviews. We're asking, God, for your favor to fall on the people of God out there that need a job, that need a
and
home,
business.
Father God. We're asking that you open up doorways and bless
and
their
business.
Finances and for their businesses, for those that are entrepreneurs. God, bless them in the name of Jesus. with new clients, new ideas. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Dr. Pat,
yes.
We've got 60 seconds remaining. Give out your contact information, please.
PatHolliday.com, MiracleInternet.com, Internet Church, MiracleInternetChurch.com.
And folks,
see you on the radio tomorrow night and
OmegaManRadio.com. Absolutely. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., folks. In the second hour, we will open up the lines for prayer. So for those that were not able to get through tonight, if you will call back tomorrow, we will pray for you and get to everyone that needs prayer. Until tomorrow night, 8 p.m., same channel. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio. Yeah.